free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Well, it's Tuesday, September the 10th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to ask the same question that Jim Jordan asked. When is somebody going to go to jail? I mean, I'm not in favor of locking people up. Isn't it amazing, though, that in America, where we have incarcerated more people than any other country in the world, in history, we have locked up more people, not even as a percentage of our population, but in absolute numbers, we've locked up more people than China has. China, who constantly comes after Christians, and of course Falun Gong, and now Muslims. Now people are starting to report on it because they're coming after Muslims. They reported some about the persecution of Falun Gong, and pretty much ignored what was happening to Christians. But now that it's happening to Muslims, people are paying attention to what's going on in China. And it is a ruthless authoritarian regime. But under the war on drugs, we have locked up more people, both as a percentage and as an absolute number, than even China has. And yet, nobody in Washington who is powerful and connected, no matter what they do. And again, remember, Hillary Clinton, it's not even a question whether or not she violated the law. James Comey said in that press conference that he had in July of 2016, she committed multiple felonies. But it's not in our interest to come after her. You had James Clapper, who lied under oath to not only Congress, but to the American people. He lied to our faces about violating the Constitution, violating the laws, spying on Americans without warrants, and he was exposed as a liar within a couple of months with the Snowden leaks. And yet, the statute of limitations ended on coming after him with perjury, and not a single person in either the Democrat or Republican Party, not a single person ever even mentioned anything about coming after James Clapper. And yet, look at the ordeal of General Flynn. General Flynn, who thought he was having a casual conversation, he didn't realize that he was essentially being tested as if he was under oath. James Clapper knew that. James Clapper was giving testimony. James Clapper was sworn in. General Flynn never was. And so when we look at this escalating war that's been going on against General Flynn for 2.5 years now, they've been coming after him, ruined his life. He's got a tough lawyer now. And I want to take a look at that, contrast that to what is not going on with any of these people. As Jim Jordan said, Jim Comey is the guy solely responsible for putting the country through 3 years of this saga that we've now lived through. Well, I disagree with that. Let's see. This is the danger that I've said before. The danger is that we're going to say the FBI, they're fine. They never were a problem. They were great under J. Edgar Hoover. COINTELPRO, that never happened. You know, spying on political dissidents, that never happened. Blackmailing members of Congress, that never happened. I mean, you got ex-presidents, Democrat and Republican, talking about how the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover trended towards a Gestapo. A Gestapo. But we got to pretend there's nothing wrong with the FBI institutionally. It was corrupt from the beginning. It has the values of J. Edgar Hoover. And yet we're going to pretend that Jim Comey is solely responsible for putting this on. No, that's part of the problem. It would be good if, when one individual is exposed as committing crimes and felonies like Comey, like Hillary Clinton, it would be good for the country if we lock them up. But we won't even do that. We're certainly not going to reform the institutions, but I've got a lot to talk about here when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And that's why we're introducing what we know is going to be a massive bestseller, Chill Force. Now let's look at what's in this powerful formula. ashwagandha root extract, an ancient medicinal herb used for over 3,000 years to treat stress and relax the patient. L-theanine, a special amino acid naturally found in some tea leaves. The compound has been called the stress killer because of its powerful relaxation benefits. GABA, an important neurotransmitter that controls functions of the body and mind, including nervous system relaxation. GABA is a choice for many to help reduce anxiety. Rhodiola rosea root extract, found in the mountainous regions of Europe and Asia. This root is considered a super adaptogen and is believed to help the body in the fight against emotional, mental, and physical stress. It's time to do what I did and take action with the Chill Force Challenge at InfoWarsLive.com.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, September the 10th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, and it's time to wake up about the corruption in Washington. The bipartisan corruption. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what Jim Jordan said. Americans want to know when somebody's going to go to jail. I want to contrast that, what is not being done about Jim Comey, what is never going to be done about Hillary Clinton. I want to contrast that to what has been done to General Flynn. And I also want to take a look at the way the, I think we should start, just so we highlight the connection, the symbiotic relationship between big government and these so-called law enforcement agencies and intelligence agencies and big tech. Maybe we should call it big government, big brothers, right? Because they are big brothers with the big tech guys. I don't know. It's how do we convey to people the idea that there isn't some completely disconnected thing happening here? You know, there's absolutely no connection. The Republicans and Democrats are completely polar opposite of each other, right? They don't share any. There is a lot of fighting going on over incredibly, incredibly silly stuff. Like, well, he said the hurricane was going to Alabama. You know, as soon as they identified it, you know, they had all these lines going everywhere. I mean, it could have gone to New York, according to some of the lines there. But they are trolling each other and, you know, tweet storms back and forth, Trump against them, them against Trump. And yet, what is really being done about the serious issues, the existential threats to this country? They want to say, well, you know, that wasn't a threat to Alabama. Well, whatever was said about that is not a threat to this country, like the existential threats that they don't have to talk about if all they do is, you know, throw Twitter flames at each other over which direction the weather service predicted the hurricane would go. But let's take a look at what Jim Jordan had to say. Let's play video clip number three.
Jim, a lot of people just want to know, now what happened exactly? Because there are so many stories floating around, we just need some finality to it.
You know what? What people want to know? They want to know when someone's going to jail. I tell people, that's the question. More often than not, when I'm walking through an airport or something, yep, people walk up to me, when is somebody going to jail for the wrongdoing that took place in the Trump-Russia investigation or even the Clinton investigation? I get that question all the time. Yep. And you can't get to the bottom of that if you don't get all the information out there. And what better opportunity than to bring in the Inspector General to answer our questions?
Yeah, well, you know, it'd be nice if somebody did go to jail that committed some of these crimes. I mean, I'm not looking to scapegoat somebody. I'm not looking to scapegoat somebody so that we don't have any institutional reform. But the beginning of that would be actually sending some of these people to jail and then fixing the institution. So they say this guy committed a crime. He's in jail. We don't want that to happen again. Let that be a lesson to those of you who remain in the bureaucracy, because they're getting a different lesson right now. The lesson they're getting is that no matter what they do, up to and including lying about the election and trying to overthrow the election, no matter what they do, there's not going to be any responsibility for them. They are a little fiefdom unto themselves. That's really the the message that is being sent if nobody is punished for this. So punishing some of these people would not simply be scapegoating somebody. It would be sending a clear message. If you commit a crime, even if you work for the FBI, you're going to be prosecuted. But see, the thing that got everybody in Washington so upset was the fact that you even had Andrew McCabe, who is as dirty as he could be, conflict of interest out the wazoo, running this attempted coup and so forth. They were furious that he would be fired. Absolutely furious that he would be fired. I am an employee for life. You don't fire somebody who's a federal employee. How dare you? Right? To them, that was just over the top. And so as Jim Jordan is saying, and what I do disagree with him on, is when he says that Jim Comey is the guy solely responsible for putting the country through the 3 years of this saga. No, he's not. There's quite a few people involved in that. He says, when you're solely focused on going after the president, you can't do what's best for the country, and that's been the problem with the Democrats. And they're going to continue to push this ridiculous impeachment narrative. And he's right about that. Now, Lou Dobbs, at the end of the week, and I talked about this over the weekend, Lou Dobbs is very troubled by what he said were peculiar choices being made at the Department of Justice when you had Attorney General Barr and John Durham, the guy that has been leading the Department of Justice review of this phony Russiagate, this red herring. And I said from the very beginning, let me remind you that I went on record as soon as John Durham was picked. I said, this indicates that Barr isn't going to send anybody to jail. John Durham was the guy who investigated the CIA torture program that Gina Haspel oversaw and then covered up, destroyed the videotapes and evidence. You know, the woman who has been promoted by President Trump now to be the head of the CIA. And I'll remind you again that what they got out of that CIA torture program was phony information, lies that were then fed, said, oh, we got this guy who confessed to this and that. That information about weapons of mass destruction was used to start the Iraq War. It was based on lies, phony intelligence that were obtained by torture. And you can always get what you want with torture. People will tell you whatever you want to hear if you torture them enough. So John Durham was the guy who investigated all this stuff. He investigated Gina Haspel. He investigated the CIA. He said, there's nothing to see here. Move along. And just to make sure that there was nothing you could see there, that report was classified. And so I said, when John Durham, as everybody was talking about, oh, this guy, he's such a tough, you heard all the conservative Republican press, this guy is such a tough prosecutor. Oh, he's a bulldog. Look at that face. Oh, he scowls for the camera. And he's not going to do a thing. And he hasn't done a thing. And Attorney General Barr is not going to do a thing. Not going to do anything except remind President Trump that he's his only protection and he's on his side. And you now need to side with us, essentially, to keep these dogs at bay. even Lou Dobbs, who has been one of the biggest sycophants for President Trump, can never say anything that President Trump, never criticize anything that President Trump does. Look, President Trump is not perfect, okay? He is not God Emperor. He makes mistakes. Sometimes he doesn't do what he promised to do when he ran for office. Sometimes he doesn't do what he promised to do when he swore to uphold the Constitution. And when he doesn't do that, when he makes mistakes, every human being makes mistakes. We should oppose him on those issues. I don't think we ought to troll him endlessly for days over non-issues like, where did they say the hurricane was going? I mean, that kind of stuff is just trivial. It is personal politics, politics of personal destruction, ad hominem attacks. Attacking him as a person, I'm not interested in that. But when he does the wrong thing, we better stand up and protect our rights. Because when he does the wrong thing and treads on our rights or takes our rights, whether he knows what he's doing or whether he's following the bad advice of the bad people that he has put in place around him, we need to stand up to that. And so Lou Dobbs is troubled by the peculiar choices. Yeah, there are peculiar choices being made. Peculiar choices in terms of who we get to investigate this, peculiar choices in terms of who is not going to be prosecuted. Here's a peculiar choice, Michael Flynn. This is something that bothered me from the very beginning of the Trump administration, but I pretty much kept silent, kept my concerns private. I told my wife, friends, I said, this portends something very bad about the Trump administration if these people can get away with what they did to Michael Flynn. And, of course, we saw that now has played out for over 2 years. Because if you are, if you cave to this kind of criminal activity instead of standing up to it, and they did cave to it in the case of Michael Flynn, we'll talk about that when we come back. If you cave to that from the very beginning, you basically have lost. You've shown weakness in the worst sort of way. And I think that's really why we've seen this drag on for 2.5 years, still going on.
Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News and Action 7 News. We're here in Hong Kong.
This is Savannah Hernandez for Infowars.com. I'm reporting to you from Hong Kong, where I'm joined by reporter Greg Reese for the next week.
This is Greg Reese for Infowars.com in Hong Kong.
Our recent trip to Hong Kong was a new achievement for Infowars.com. Despite being the most banned broadcast in the free world, we continue to win because of our great, strong, loyal audience. We have Dan Lyman covering Infowars Europe, Paul Joseph Watson in the UK, Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett in the American heartland, and from Austin, Texas, a team of reporters and crew ready to be dispatched wherever the story is going down. We are not done winning, and with your support, we will keep winning.
We have to keep winning. We have to win more.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten books and films and supplements and t-shirts and water filtration, air filtration, and things you need. We've had this in for 2 weeks. I've been so busy, I haven't talked about it because I've been covering news, but it's very exciting. It's Super Silver Skin Cream. It's got all of these benefits, too many to mention, but it's revolutionary. It's brand new. People are going to love it. Introducing the new Super Silver Skin Cream, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off introductory price. The new Super Silver Skin Cream is the best of both worlds. It helps reduce wrinkles and keep your skin healthy. Super Silver Skin Cream is infused with patented Silver Sol technology. It's used by top hospitals and health clinics to kill off everything from MRSA to Candida fungus. It's also loaded with the best natural ingredients for your skin, like coconut oil, vitamin E. Unlike most skin creams, Super Silver Skin Cream is free of BPA, parabens, harsh preservatives, and sulfates. It's got the highly sought-after hyaluronic acid. We have little tubes of it. We have big tubes of it. This stuff is the real deal. Get Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. So please check it out, the new products at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off as an introductory. Josh in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. I have an idea for a new InfoWars t-shirt. Instead of, this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs, this is your brain on 5G.
Ooh, yeah.
Showing your brain getting fried. Then I have some comments on your supplements, man. Totally changed my life. I use Turbo Force Bodies, Alpha Power, Brain Force, Fish Oil, Ultra 12 daily, X2 every several days now. What I've found is really combining them is a totally synergistic and transcendent feeling that I get by combining all your products. And I just want to urge all your listeners who haven't tried them, I just want to say, why not?
Well, you're right that all of these things are known to be incredible, whether it's turmeric or whether it's the fish oil or the krill oil or whether it's the DNA Force with the CoQ10 and BioPQQ and all the rest of it. All of these are things that are like rocket fuel in the body. You take these bases together, then you have your foundation. Now you can build the big, strong temple. With these products I take, when I religiously remember to take them, it makes my life so much better. And then it funds the information war, which is so critical. Thank you so much. God bless you. Look, I'm not trying to discourage other best-selling bone broth formulas that sell for $35, $40, $50, $60 bucks retail and are discounted for like $39.95. But they don't have as much pure concentrated bone broth as we do. They don't have as much chaga mushroom. They don't have as much bee pollen. They don't have as much of these amazing ingredients. And yes, we've gone out and just made a stronger version of other bestsellers, and it's selling out. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Our exclusive formula harnesses the ancient power of bone broth and cutting-edge nutritional science to support healthy digestion, muscles, tendons, and so much more. Experience the health secret our ancestors held sacred for yourself. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com today while supplies last, which again is selling out. We won't have more until the middle of 2020. InfoWars Live.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is refusing to cooperate with the Democrat-controlled House Intelligence Committee's demands for testimony and documents. They want to continue. Gerald Nadler wants to continue with impeachment. His next step is a show trial with Michael Flynn. And quite frankly, this is where the Trump administration, showing weakness as he was taken out. Remember, Michael Flynn, who had been very candid about U.S. involvement in Syria and other places that was being conducted, you know, under the auspices and the encouragement openly of John McCain and the CIA. He was very open about that. He had to be taken out and replaced by McMaster. McMaster, one of the first things he did was to put out an order and say, we are not going to use the terms jihadi terrorist. We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to link terrorism to Islam. Absolutely not going to hear you say that word. And Michael Flynn had been very candid about that. I was very disappointed, very concerned, quite frankly, when I saw Vice President Pence join in on that as well and throw him under the bus. And then President Trump standing aside and letting the wolves at him for the last 2.5 years. I am very disappointed in them. And I think what it shows is what we subsequently saw. Vice President Pence, Nikki Haley, the darling of the conservatives. I know so many people who are hardcore Republicans, and they just think that Nikki Haley hung the moon. Well, Nikki Haley was on the leaders in terms of a cultural purge after the shooting in South Carolina. She decided that she would go on a jihad against anything that had to do with the Civil War, any expression of that, because it was a picture of a Confederate flag in the background of that crazy nut. So we're not going to hold him responsible. Yeah, we're going to start a purge on history that's now metastasized in so many different ways. But even more dangerous than that was what Nikki Haley did, joining with Theresa May and pushing the absurd false flag narratives, not only about the gas false flags in Syria, but also the absurd Skripal poisoning narrative in the UK to try to rope us into a bigger war with Syria. We were already at war with Syria. They didn't tell us. They built bases. They built airfields. They sent thousands of troops there. No declaration. Nothing done openly. This is a secret government. Everything that they do is classified and secret, and you have no right to know. You just pay the bills and shut up, slaves. And we've got to do this to protect ourselves. Well, they came after Michael Flynn, and now he's got a lawyer who is actually a lawyer interested in protecting him. Her name is Sidney Powell. She said, notwithstanding, Adam Schiff wrote to him because she said, no, we're not going to be a part of your dog and pony show anymore. What you've done to General Flynn is disgusting, and I'll tell you exactly what they have done and continue to do, quite frankly. The arrogance of these people, besides the criminal acts. And it's because there is no accountability, because nobody in Washington is going to go to jail for any of this stuff, except perhaps Michael Flynn. They'd like to try to send him to jail. Adam Schiff said, notwithstanding repeated efforts by committee staff to engage your counsel and to accommodate your adjournment request, you have to date failed to comply with the committee's subpoena or to cooperate with the committee's efforts to secure your compliance. Well, his lawyer, Sidney Powell, urged him to withdraw his guilty plea. She wrote an op-ed piece in the Daily Caller where she said, extraordinary manipulation by powerful people led to the creation of Robert Mueller's continuing investigation and prosecution of General Michael Flynn. Notably, the recent postponement of General Flynn's sentencing provides an opportunity for more evidence to be revealed that will provide massive ammunition for a motion to withdraw Flynn's guilty plea and dismiss the charges against him. She also claimed that General Flynn, she said, should be fully exonerated. All charges against him should be dismissed for egregious government misconduct that infected the setup and the prosecution of him from the beginning. See, this whole thing, in my opinion, would not have gotten so far if the Trump administration had stood up and done the right thing with General Flynn. Because they didn't, they showed their weakness, and they've been fighting this desperate clawing battle to try to push back these phony charges, this red herring, now for 2.5 years. And quite frankly, the way that they could shut this all down would be to go back and to defend General Flynn at this point. As she said, there are serious Fourth Amendment violations. Did his legal team pursue a vigorous defense? And she suggested that the government has withheld evidence from him. Well, it's not a suggestion. You can see it. You can see that they've done this. Not only did they extort his guilty plea, she said that they've affirmatively suppressed evidence that would impugn their entire case against General Flynn, while at the same time putting excruciating pressure on him to enter his guilty plea, manipulating or controlling the press to their advantage to extort that plea. And again, nobody in the Trump administration came to his aid. Nobody in the Trump administration applied pressure in the opposite direction. See, this is why you and I need to apply pressure when things are going wrong. If they can do this to General Flynn, then they can do it to President Trump. And if they can do it to General Flynn and President Trump, they can, and they do it on a regular basis to you and I. They do it to ordinary people all the time. All the time. I report on this so many times, the injustices done to ordinary citizens. The attorneys accuse the Justice Department of malevolent conduct. They demanded access to classified Trump-Russia information. They asked the court to hold the Justice Department's prosecutors in contempt because they are concealing exculpatory information from their client. How many times have I covered these trials of Ross Ulbricht, the trials of the defendants around the Bundy standoff? You see the same type, the same pattern of operation from the Department of Justice. This is not just politics. This is standard operating procedure for this corrupt Department of Justice, for the corrupt government in Washington. It has become a cancer, and it has to be cut off. It has to be cut off from our lives. We have to find a way, and the answer, I firmly believe, is in the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. And we can see how that can be done peacefully. We can see that with the efforts to stop the UN war on drugs, the UN war on marijuana, for example. When people wanted it to stop, when they wanted the injustice to stop, and, of course, they are still clawing back at that. They've got a whole web of regulations, and they're still coming after people for pot violations and so forth, and they will. Just as, you know, Eric Garner was executed because he was selling individual cigarettes. Why? Because their taxes were so high in New York City on tobacco. So they will always have that type of thing. But when you look at the blanket prohibition against medical marijuana, against CBD, against even recreational marijuana, that has been shut down in state after state that has exercised their rights guaranteed under the Constitution, the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. If we exercise our rights, you can stop this judicial tyranny, this corruption in Washington. You can cut them off. But we have to want to do that. We have to understand what is being done to General Flynn, what was done to the Bundys, what was done to Ross Ulbricht, what was done to so many people. They cover up the very evidence that you need. They declare it secret, and you can't get to it. We'll be right back.
At InfoWars Life, we always try to bring you game-changing products. Now, we've already been promoting and selling Super Silver Wound Gel for over a year. It's a bestseller. It is the best you can get. A 100% review rate on Power Reviews. Well, now we teamed up with them and came out with two different types of skin cream. One is naturally scented with grapefruit essential oils. The other is unscented. It's got hyaluronic acid, vitamin E, essential oils from grapefruit. It's got coconut oil, and so much more. And this patented nano type of silver that has been proven to be the most effective and the best. It's got all these other great vitamins and compounds that are known to be wonderful for your skin. If you're a woman, man, if you're a child, we are so excited about the new Super Silver Skin Cream. We have it in the smaller tube and the large tube. It's very, very affordable, and it funds our operations. Check it out today and get yours at InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's look at what's in the 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsLife.com. Nootropic Brain Formula helps you stay awake and alert throughout the entire day without nasty crash. Greens Detox Formula contains a full daily dose of antioxidants and organic compounds for maximum health. Joint Support Formula gives your joints and tendons what they need to help stay healthy and strong. Krill Oil Formula helps fight inflammation and support a healthy heart and more. Energy Kickstart Formula for another boost of clean energy to keep you going strong. Now let's look at what the PM Pack is loaded with. Immune Support Formula to rebuild your body while you sleep. Sound Sleep Formula helps you get a better night's sleep and fall asleep faster. Bone Support Formula. Minerals and other compounds chosen to promote strong and healthy bones. And another dose of krill oil to supercharge your brain and your entire body as you sleep. I'm offering it at 65% off. The 8-Pack Power Stack Dust Till Dawn AMPM Formula. $39.95 at InfoWarsLife.com. Supermel Vitality is already in the top three of our best sellers for the 6 years we've had it. It is a award-winning formula produced in Utah by one of the top herbal companies in the nation that we've been private labeling. It is cold-pressed. It takes at least three times the herbs that are wild-crafted and organic to be able to produce this. It's not boiled. It's not heated. It's never been dried. It's taken from fresh herbs. That's why it's so strong. That's why it's so effective for libido, stamina, and energy. And I'm so excited about Supermel Vitality and Carnivore 30 that I'm offering you, with every order of Supermel Vitality, at 25% off, a free bottle of Carnivore Digestive Enzyme. We're going to sell out of this very quickly, but it's an offer so that you experience how amazing both these products are. Secure yours at InfoWarsStore.com today or InfoWarsLife.com. It's been a year since InfoWars and our other channels were completely banned off of YouTube. We had over 5 billion views when we got banned, and we're credited with getting Donald Trump elected because we were able to punch through and reach the grassroots. Now, as we enter the 2020 election cycle, it's more important than ever that there be a place where the censors are unable to block the signal. And it's now here. Banned.video. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. Watch your favorite content from media personalities banned by big tech. Works on every device. Take your shows on the go with Banned.video. Watch live shows, on-demand content, and join in on the conversation from anywhere with Banned.video. Share videos with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, SMS, email, and more. Banned.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's The David Knight Show.
You know, I wanted to play this yesterday. This was a back and forth on The View between Pamela Anderson and Meghan McCain, and of course Joy Behar jumped in to defend Hillary Clinton as well. I'll just play this and comment along with this, so guys be ready to hold this when I say pause it here. Video clip number two.
And what would you do if you were locked in a room for
really quick
6 years?
Well, I wouldn't be a cyber terrorist, which he is. He hacked information.
Hold it right there. Okay. I wouldn't be a cyber terrorist, which Julian Assange is. He hacked information, said Meghan McCain. Again, putting out the talking points of the military-industrial complex, just like her dearly departed old dad. And she also, in this, shows not only her ability to lie, like John McCain, her father, but also the nasty side that she inherited from John McCain. But to say that he hacked information, no, he didn't. And to say that he ought to be put in jail, well, then put in jail all the people, the Washington Post and New York Times, who published Pentagon Papers. We just had Hollywood talk about how wonderful that was, that these people risked their freedom to stand up for free speech and the First Amendment. Free press, free speech. Because our law says that if you have, this is what we have traditionally done in order to support free press, because if you don't support this, you don't have a free press. The person who took the information can go to jail. But you can't go to jail if we report what a whistleblower has put out. And this is the level that the military industrial complex and people like the apologist for it, like McCain, Meghan McCain, want to do. So no, he did not hack information. He published information, information that was true, information that the military industrial complex did not want to see, information that Hillary Clinton did not want you to know about. And you're going to hear Joy Behar say, well, shouldn't he go, you know, he cost Hillary Clinton the election. No, Hillary Clinton cost Hillary Clinton the election. What Julian Assange and WikiLeaks did was they told us the truth about Hillary Clinton, the truth that the mainstream media would hide from us, just like Comey and the FBI would hide that information from you. And so when he told people the truth about Hillary Clinton, who basically violated national security at a level that is totally unprecedented. She had access to stuff that was born above top secret. And as a result, if you look at what happened to the Chinese agents, the human agents who were working with and for the CIA in China, during that time when China had hacked her unsecured server, which she created in defiant disobedience to the national security regulations. Remember, the NSA whistleblower, Thomas Drake, they tried to put him in prison, claiming that he had classified materials at home. He didn't. He had security is your friend. It was like an opening orientation thing, talking about how important it is to make sure that you've got security. It was not classified at all. They retroactively classified that to the lowest level, to confidential, to try to claim that he had confidential material at home. But here's Hillary Clinton. She's got stuff born above top secret on her everything, on her emails, on her private server that is not secured, all that in violation of national security regulations. They didn't do anything about that, but the Chinese did, because they were able to hack into her computer and get a receipt of everything that was sent by her or received by her. They were able to round up the entire network of human agents in China who worked for the CIA and publicly execute or imprison them as an example to everybody else. And no problem with that. You know, we're constantly hearing, well, he endangered lives. That's what you're going to hear next from Meghan McCain. No complaints about Hillary Clinton actually costing the lives of people in China. And let me ask you this when it comes to national security. How many people you think in China or in any other country for that matter are going to be eager to volunteer to spy for the CIA as human intelligence when they are this careless with information and don't punish people who violate that? Let's go on with this clip, video clip number two.
Documents that put our national security at risk, our military.
You know who put national security at risk?
And diplomats
is the military.
How many people have
the military government killed innocently, and how many has WikiLeaks?
So you think the military is putting the government at risk?
The military has put many innocent lives at risk.
Oh,
calm down, sir. I'm actually genuinely very frightened.
War crimes need to be punished, and they haven't. The war crimes that he's exposed, no one's done anything about it, but they put him in jail to shut him up.
Are you talking about the 210 video of the helicopter fire killing civilians in Iraq?
Yeah, well, that's one thing, but there's so many other things that he's exposed.
So what would you say to the spies who are putting themselves at risk for our national security with your relationship with him?
Well, I don't think there's nothing proven that he's actually put anybody at risk. They've gone through this over and over again, and I think that people like Edward Snowden, Chelsea Manning are heroes, and Julian Assange is a publisher.
Who also thinks that?
But, you know, also, Pam, he...
All right, and at that point, Joe Behar comes in and says, but you know, we ought to do something to him. I mean, he cost Hillary Clinton the election. Lock her up. Hillary for prison. Remember that T-shirt? That was very popular. We had that T-shirt here at InfoWars. We started that T-shirt. The chance of lock her up and so forth. No. These people are not going to go to jail for any of their crimes. What Hillary Clinton did had real consequences. It did really cost the lives of spies in China. It cost the lives of diplomats in Benghazi, as well as people who were protecting innocent lives there. But nothing's going to happen to Hillary Clinton. Nothing's going to happen to any of these people. And as I was talking over that at one point, as the audience cheered Pamela Anderson, Meghan McCain turned to the audience and says, "Oh, shut up, sir." No, oh, calm down, sir. Yeah. Oh, calm down, sir. Yeah, exactly. So that brings us back again to General Flynn. Peter Strzok, as Gateway Pundit reports, Peter Strzok can lie and get off scot-free. James Clapper, as I pointed out, can go to a formal testimony to Congress, get sworn in, and then lie to not only Congress, but to the American people, openly commit perjury. Not a single Republican, not a single Democrat has ever suggested that James Clapper ought to be tried for perjury. Why is that? If you ask that question and you think about it for about 5 seconds, you'll understand that everything in this country, the rule of law, our individual liberties, everything in this country has been surrendered to national security. Nothing but national security matters anymore to these people. That's why James Clapper was not, they didn't come after him. And that's one of the reasons why they came after General Flynn. Not that he was against national security. Quite frankly, if you have a moral, legal national security, that is something that would actually enhance our safety. But no, no, no. He spoke up about the criminal actions of the military-industrial complex. And so as a result, and if you look at these documents that his lawyer, Ms. Sidney Powell, has put out, she says, first of all, she is being denied a security clearance that she needs in order to be able to review documents in the case. The government continues to deny our request for security clearances. She needs to be given access to look at some of this stuff. Now, you know, again, Hillary Clinton just put it all on her server and committed multiple felony violations by doing that. I mean, just creating that server and putting anything on there that was classified. But she had stuff, again, born above top secret. No problem for that. But they won't allow General Flynn's lawyer to look at this. They say it's top secret. It's top secret. Secondly, she says the government has failed to produce, among other things, the original or the first draft of the FBI 302 of the interview of Mr. Flynn on January 24, 2017, and the 1A file, which we repeatedly requested, and any records or documents that show everyone who made changes to that 302. So in other words, the 302 is where they said, well, you lied to us, and then they went back and they changed that. She said, well, you're not going to show us any of those drafts? You're not going to give me access to any of this? See, you're not going to be allowed to see the evidence that we have against you. You're not going to be allowed to have access to evidence that could declare you innocent.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video. The DNA Force 50% off sale has to end in just a few days because we're selling out of the free bottle of carnivore digestive enzyme we give you with each purchase. Listeners agree DNA Force Plus is one of the best formulas ever from InfoWarsLife.com. With DNA Force Plus, you get more than 15 premium and patented ingredients, including LVATP, a patented one-of-a-kind compound that's been clinically shown to increase ATP and support improved strength, power, and performance in athletes. PQQ, over 1,000 studies have been published on its health benefits, from enhancements in short-term memory to improve energy and metabolism. Cordyceps sinensis, it is thought to be one of the most powerful adaptogens available. Coenzyme Q10. Found in every human cell, CoQ10 plays a key role in heart health, brain health, and even helps protect DNA. These amazing ingredients and others make it easy to see why so many listeners swear by DNA Force Plus. Take advantage of this special before you run out. Hit DNA Force Plus for 50% off and get a free bottle of carnivore at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Josh in Washington. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. I have an idea for a new InfoWars t-shirt. Instead of this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs, this is your brain, this is your brain on 5G.
Ooh, yeah.
Showing your brain getting fried. Then I have some comments on your supplements, man. Totally changed my life. I use Turbo Force Bodies, Alpha Power, Brain Force, Fish Oil, Ultra 12 daily, X2 every several days now. What I've found is really combining them is totally synergistic and transcendent feeling that I get by combining all your products. And I just want to urge all your listeners who haven't tried them, I just want to say why not.
Well, you're right that all of these things are known to be incredible, whether it's turmeric or whether it's the fish oil or the krill oil or whether it's the DNA Force with the CoQ10 and BioPQQ and all the rest of it. All of these are things that are like rocket fuel in the body. You take these bases together, then you have your foundation. Now you can build the big, strong temple. With these products I take when I religiously remember to take them, it makes my life so much better. And then it funds the information war, which is so critical. Thank you so much. God bless you.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking about crime and punishment. When is anybody out of the Washington elite, when are they going to go to jail? You know, I interviewed Christian Saucier, the sailor, who took a couple of pictures of his bunk in a submarine as a souvenir picture. They said, any picture that you take inside a submarine that is born, classified. Classified is confidential. Confidential is the lowest level of anything classified. I mean, probably anything in the government is classified as confidential. It's not important. Certainly a picture of the beds that are actually used by the sailors is not something that's going to compromise national security. Nevertheless, James Comey, shortly after announcing that Hillary Clinton had committed multiple felonies, but it's not in our best interest to do anything about it, decided that he and the FBI and the Justice Department all go after Christian Saucier, the sailor who did that. They sent him to prison. He served time in prison. I think it was over a year. President Trump eventually pardoned him after, but he had served the time. He went to jail and served the time. President Trump's pardon was to clear his record so that it wouldn't continue to follow him throughout life. And I've interviewed him a couple of times. And this is what happens to little people. They do go to jail. It's what happens to even some of the big people if they're associated with the wrong ideas, if they're not with the military-industrial complex and the police-military surveillance state. If you oppose that agenda, they will try to put you in prison, and often do. But I want to talk about another guy who mentioned how they've covered up evidence, exculpatory evidence, evidence that would show that you were innocent. They've done that in story after story, big trials that I've covered. We have seen this with, again, the Bundys, with Ross Ulbricht. So many individuals that I have covered have been railroaded through this corrupt justice system. And here's one example that came out of the Foundation for Economic education, fee.org. This guy says, I was sentenced to life without parole for a non-violent first drug offense. This is what happens to you or I, the little people. Because when they can do this to Michael Flynn, when they can continue to push lies and push impeachment against President Trump, and he doesn't lock any of these people up, he doesn't reform any of the institutions, this has been going on to little people for quite some time. As a matter of fact, this happened to him right after September 11th, 2001. Coming up to the 18th anniversary of that tomorrow. He said he heard the terms, I sentence you to a term of natural life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. These were the words I heard in the months after the events of September 11th, 2001. You see, at that time, the news was abuzz with theories that drug dealers financed terrorists. I had just been convicted of my first felony, conspiring to distribute marijuana. And this was the newest foray into the war on drugs. See, when they declare the war on drugs, it's not really a war on drugs. It's really a war on due process. And this is what I'm concerned about as we look at these new problems that they are creating and the solutions that they have lined up to solve these new problems that they're creating. When we look at the absolute collapse of the border continuing and escalating during the Trump administration and the solutions that are now being embraced for that, that we need to have a national identity card. They call it E-Verify, but you're going to have to get permission from Washington in order to get a job. You look at what they're doing, again, with the war on terror. The war on terror, that is basically a war on the Bill of Rights, just as the war on drugs has been. You know, I talked yesterday about the Georgia Representative Clyburn, the number three in Congress. And he said, you know, I don't think we could get the Bill of Rights passed today. I don't think anybody would support that. I hear people all the time who want to rip it up. Well, they've already ripped it up. They've ripped it up. They set it on fire. They've used it as toilet paper. And what he was doing was defending the record of Joe Biden with the 1994 crime bill. He said, we actually loosened up some of these mandatory minimums. Well, I'm sure that this individual, Craig Cizal, is very grateful for how the Democrats and Joe Biden loosened up those restrictions that were put on by Reagan. And he was right. You know, they loosened up some of the mandatory minimums that were there. But you can still have a judge sentence you to life in prison, even without a mandatory minimum, as we're seeing here. And when Clyburn was defending Biden, he said, we had to do something about the crack cocaine epidemic. Now, Freeway Ricky Ross, the real Ricky Ross, has been on multiple times with Alex Jones. And, you know, he has exposed the fact that this whole thing was the crack cocaine epidemic was created by the U.S. government to fund their dirty war in Central America. All this, Oliver North and so forth, involved in this. But Clyburn says, well, we had to do this because of the crack cocaine epidemic. Seriously? But this is what Craig Cizal, federal prisoner, had to say about this. He said, I was never alleged to have bought, sold, or even used marijuana. You hear that? Life in prison. Never even alleged to have bought, sold, or even used marijuana. Rather, my business repaired semi-trucks for a company that trafficked marijuana. I didn't think I was doing anything wrong. I didn't do anything with marijuana. But he said, my business that was nestled near Chicago was auctioned by lawyers in Georgia, because he stood trial in a federal court in Georgia. It was auctioned by lawyers in Georgia to pay for their services to secure the life sentence after my home and savings were spent. 2 months ago, he says, recreational marijuana was approved for sale by the Illinois legislature. Some of my business equipment is likely again being used to repair trucks that are hauling marijuana. Think about that. Think about that. And still he is in jail for life. He never bought marijuana. He never sold marijuana. He never even used marijuana. He repaired trucks, and there was a business there that was using that. I've talked about one of the first times I understood how horrendous the civil asset forfeiture laws were was a particular case, an individual who had a business where he was a pilot. He owned a jet, single jet, and he would fly business customers as a charter jet service. And he had two men one day who came to him dressed in suits carrying business briefcases. He flew them from the U.S. to Canada, waited for them. After they came back from their day of work, he flew them back. He did that type of thing all the time. When he landed, he had the DEA surrounding his plane, guns drawn. They arrested those two individuals, and then they said, "We're taking your plane." He goes, "What's going on?" He said, I don't know who these guys are. I mean, they're just people who, you know, chartered my plane. It's like, oh, we're not charging you with anything. We know that you don't know anything about this, so we're not charging you with it. We're charging your plane. This is the U.S. government. Versus Learjet, serial number, blah, blah, blah. And they took his plane. He had to fight them, sue them in court because, you know, they call it a civil action. It's not criminal. It's civil. So they can take it. You have to prove you're innocent. You have to countersue them if you've got the money. It bankrupted him because he had no business. And he used everything that he had to try to get his plane back. But this guy has gone to jail. Essentially the same thing. He said, for 17 years, I have watched robbers, rapists, even murderers come and go at this prison. Last year, a guy in my cell block who killed two federal marshals, he killed two federal marshals, was paroled after serving 30 years. I've been watching the news. I'm waiting to see if we prisoners can get the right to vote. Well, maybe we ought to set him free, you think? They've decriminalized it in Illinois, and they're probably using these trucks to move marijuana around that they confiscated from him as well. Folks, if you want to support us here at InfoWars, we're going to give you the straight dope about this. We're not going to cheerlead for Republicans or Democrats. We're not going to cheerlead for the police when they do the wrong thing, or the Republicans when they do the wrong thing. When they do the right thing, when they start locking up the criminals in their midst, yeah, I'll cheer about that. I'll cheer about that. If you want to support us here, you can do that through InfoWarsLife.com. We've got a couple of new products. Chill Force is our newest product. We've got a combo with that, with Brain Force. Brain Force helps you to focus your mind, helps you to recall. You can get 50% off of Brain Force when you buy it with Chill Force. Chill Force is going to help you to relax at the end of the day, take away that stress, to help you sleep, and so forth. So that's a great special right now, new product. Also, we have Super Silver Skin Cream, a great natural skin cream with the addition of Nano Silver to fight bacteria and virus. All that at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've had this in for 2 weeks. I've been so busy, I haven't talked about it because I've been covering news, but it's very exciting. It's Super Silver Skin Cream. It's got all of these benefits, too many to mention, but it's revolutionary. It's brand new. People are going to love it. Introducing the new Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off introductory price. The new Super Silver Skin Cream is the best of both worlds. It helps reduce wrinkles and keep your skin healthy. Super Silver Skin Cream is infused with patented Silver Sol technology that's used by top hospitals and health clinics to kill off everything from MRSA to Candida fungus. It's also loaded with the best natural ingredients for your skin, like coconut oil, vitamin E. Unlike most skin creams, Super Silver Skin Cream is free of BPA, parabens, harsh preservatives, and sulfates. It's got the highly sought-after hyaluronic acid. We have little tubes of it. We have big tubes of it. This stuff is the real deal. Get Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. So please check it out, the new products at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off as an introductory.
Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News and Action 7 News. We're here in Hong Kong.
This is Savannah Hernandez for InfoWars.com. I'm reporting to you from Hong Kong, where I'm joined by reporter Greg Reese for the next week.
This is Greg Reese for InfoWars.com in Hong Kong.
Our recent trip to Hong Kong was a new achievement for InfoWars.com. Despite being the most banned broadcast in the free world, we continue to win because of our great, strong, loyal audience. We have Dan Lyman covering InfoWars Europe, Paul Joseph Watson in the UK, Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett in the American heartland, and from Austin, Texas, a team of reporters and crew ready to be dispatched wherever the story is going down. We are not done winning, and with your support, we will keep winning.
We have to keep winning. We have to win more.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten books and films and supplements and t-shirts and water filtration, air filtration, and things you need.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Julian Castro says that President Trump is turning the U.S. into a banana republic. Now, he's not talking about this case that I just talked about. He's not talking about what happened to Craig Cizal, a federal prisoner sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. As he pointed out, you know, he had nothing to do buying, selling, transporting marijuana. He simply fixed trucks for a company that then used their trucks to transport marijuana. For that, he was given a life sentence. He said, the sentencing judge determined I am a marijuana reprobate. Thus, I am irredeemable and unworthy of anything other than final damnation in prison because it is a life sentence for the rest of your natural life without parole. He said, murderers are released after 13.4 years on average. And he talked about how he saw one guy in that prison where he was who had killed two federal marshals. Two federal marshals. He served 30 years and got out. But the average murderer gets out after just 13 and a half years. He said a terrorist is typically paroled after 17 years. But this guy, for fixing a truck that was used by some other people to transport marijuana, life sentence without parole. Now, Julian Castro is not saying that President Trump is turning the U.S. into a banana republic for that. He's not saying that we're turning the U.S. into a banana republic because people like General Flynn are being persecuted by people being, you know, the charges against him, the transcripts that were supposedly taken against him that were, we know, altered. Can't see the originals, can't see the altered versions, can't know anything about what these people are doing. All of that is hidden. It's classified. You're not allowed to see the evidence against you. You want to talk about a star chamber process here in the United States? And again, you hear that about General Flynn. Some people will talk about that a little bit. Nobody really talks about what happened to Marty Gottesfeld. I've had him and his wife on multiple times. He has been given a draconian sentence because he publicized the medical kidnapping of a young girl by the Boston Children's Hospital. They were affiliated with very powerful Harvard University. And so they came after him with a vengeance. Marty Gottesfeld. Schaefer Cox. Another story I've covered here. The Bundys. I've covered that. And of course the Bundys only prevailed because there was a whistleblower within the Bureau of Land Management. One honest person came forward and said, this is criminal what my fellow agents are doing. I'm not going to allow this to happen. And the judge, who had already sent other people in previous trials, had sent them to prison, covering up evidence in the previous trial of the Bundys, which was a hung trial, so they came after him again. In the previous trial, she hid evidence, just like they're hiding evidence against General Flynn. That judge. But when the whistleblower came out, she said, all right, that's it. She declared a mistrial for the Bundy family there in that particular trial. Those other individuals, as far as I know, have not been freed, however. But she declared a mistrial with prejudice. And, you know, the Department of Justice under President Trump has continued to try to reopen that case, even after a federal judge declared a mistrial with prejudice because of an internal whistleblower showing how they had lied and covered up and committed criminal acts and so forth. You still have the Department of Justice trying to come after these people. And that's how corrupt our government is. I cover this on a daily basis and I am stunned on a daily basis. I can never get used to it. I hope you don't get used to it. I hope we never get used to this kind of criminal conduct being done in our name. And, of course, then there's Ross Ulbricht. You know, they colluded with the media, just like they did against President Trump, implying that he had, you know, put out contract hits on other people. They never, ever even indicted him for that, but they used that, the sentencing judge used that to give him three consecutive life sentences. And then after they got the three consecutive life sentences, they said, oh, never mind, that didn't happen. We're not going to indict him for that. Yeah. Yeah, that's the American judge. Lock her up? No, no, no. We're not going to lock up Hillary Clinton. We'll lock up Julian Assange or kill him in prison.
And that's why we're introducing what we know is going to be a massive bestseller, Chill Force. Now let's look at what's in this powerful formula. Ashwagandha root extract, an ancient medicinal herb used for over 3,000 years to treat stress and relax the patient. L-theanine, a special amino acid naturally found in some tea leaves. The compound has been called the stress killer because of its powerful relaxation benefits. GABA, an important neurotransmitter that controls functions of the body and mind, including nervous system relaxation. GABA is a choice for many to help reduce anxiety. Rhodiola rosea root extract, found in the mountainous regions of Europe and Asia. This root is considered a super adaptogen and is believed to help the body in the fight against emotional, mental, and physical stress. It's time to do what I did and take action with the Chill Force Challenge at InfoWarsLive.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
As I just said, Julian Castro says that Trump is turning the U.S. into a banana republic. Now, he didn't say that because of all of the people that I just mentioned in that last segment. General Flynn, the Bundys, Schaefer Cox, Marty Gottesfeld, Ross Ulbricht. Case after case after case where people are railroaded, where the government violates every law, every aspect of due process, and you don't think you should be worried about red flag gun laws? You don't think you should be worried about HARPA? Oh, you should be very worried. You should be very worried when they start to extend this into what they would call in the computer business an enterprise-wide solution of injustice. Now, that's what we're really looking at. I read you the case of an individual, Craig Cizal, a federal prisoner, sentenced to life in prison because he didn't, not because he bought marijuana, not because he sold marijuana, not because he used marijuana, but because he fixed trucks that somebody else used to transport marijuana. No possibility of parole. And yet, Julian Castro says that Trump is turning the U.S. into a banana republic. Why does he say that? Well, he and fake Jake Tapper on CNN, you know, for the last week or so, that this tempest about where the hurricane was headed has lasted longer than the hurricane itself. This is how Washington, D.C. majors on the minors. This is how they distract you from the real injustices that are happening. And they just go back and forth, back and forth. People defending Trump, people attacking Trump, Trump tweeting against them, them tweeting against Trump. Absolutely ridiculous. This is why we can't have nice things, folks. Like freedom and liberty and the rule of law and an honest government. This is why we can't have those nice things. And so fake Jake says, well, there was incorrect information that the storm, Hurricane Dorian, was headed towards Alabama. And then, President Trump said that. And then Noah came back out and said, well, yeah, that's right. And so now we've got all this fight going on with the within the weather bureaus and so forth. Look, I grew up, as I said last Friday, we're talking about Sharpiegate. I grew up in Florida. I have seen the press and the weather bureaus and everything crying wolf all the time about these hurricanes. They honestly don't know. And so they give you the worst case scenario about what's going to happen. And they do that so often. They go so far to the worst case that it is like crying wolf. And it becomes a problem because a lot of people, when it is, because they honestly don't know. And so they err way, way, way on the side of caution and alarm. And yet, now they just keep going back and forth about this. Castro comes back. Oh, yes, you're absolutely right. He says to Jake Tapper. He says, Trump's behavior is so destructive and he is deprofessionalizing the government of the United States and turning us into a banana republic little by little. Well, I would say to Julian Castro, and he should understand this, that banana republics are not deprofessionalized. Banana republics are really actually pretty good at what they do. You know, they're pretty good. They've got professional armies. They've got professional prisons. They've got professional torturers. They do that kind of stuff pretty well. What they don't have is a system of justice. What they don't have is a rule of law. And we can't even have a discussion about that, either from the Republicans or the Democrats, because they're so busy throwing tweets at each other. That's the sad thing about this. You know, going to lock up Julian Assange? Yeah. Oh, no, he's not talking about Julian Castro. He's not talking about how we're trending towards a banana republic because we're doing things like trying to kill Julian Assange, conspiring with British intelligence to try to kill him for us so we don't have to bring him back for a nice, messy trial. And President Trump throwing him under the bus just like he threw Michael Flynn under the bus. Just understand how long this has been going on. When we go back and look at the fact that now, I find this to be interesting. NPR is now talking about MK Ultra. Wait a minute. I thought that was just a conspiracy theory, NPR. Let me tell you something. When they're talking about MK Ultra on NPR, that means that something far, far worse is about ready to be rolled out. Because what they're telling you is, don't worry, the CIA and the NSA are not like they were 60 years ago. They're good guys now. And we got all these controls that we put in place to keep that from ever happening again. You know, like FISA? That would never be abused. That would never be inverted and turned into a weapon of political persecution, right? So they say, CIA chemist Sidney Gottlieb, and they focus on Sidney Gottlieb. They call him the poisoner in chief. They said he headed up the agency's secret MK Ultra, which PBS and all of the Operation Mockingbird press, CBS, NBC, ABC, New York Times, all these, they all would tell you for decades, it doesn't exist. It's just a conspiracy. And the, you know, of course, they're not talking in here about the Monarch program. They're not talking about assassinations. They're not talking about triggering people for mass shootings or anything like that. No. That still cannot be discussed. But now MKUltra has now left the realm of conspiracy theory for NPR, and they want to talk about it now. They said that the program was, quote, the most sustained search in history for the techniques of mind control. Do you really think that's true? Do you really think that MK Ultra was, had more money, had more results than the Brain Project that was funded by Republicans and Democrats, escalated under Obama administration, $200 million for that? You know, they talk about the fact that said Gottlieb wanted to create a way to seize control of people's minds. He realized it was a two-part process. First, you had to blast away the existing mind. Second, you had to find a way to insert a new mind into that resulting void. And so I look at this and say, well, how is that really different from what DARPA is bragging about their brain projects that they're working on? So they're saying that they want to be able to selectively erase memories. Oh, first you have to blast away the existing mind, okay? Second, they say that they want to implant new memories of things that never happened. See, second, you had to find a way to insert a new mind into the resulting void. Sounds kind of like DARPA has weaponized this in a very much more sophisticated way. Yeah, LSD didn't get them there. LSD destroyed minds, but it didn't really implant what they wanted. Now, DARPA is saying that they're doing this. They're openly talking about this years ago, a couple of years ago, and saying that they had to do this to help soldiers who were suffering from PTSD. So we have to be able to selectively remove memories and then be able to implant happy memories in there. Well, you know, maybe one of the things that we could do is remove the soldiers from wars that are undeclared and unending and without a cause or a constitutional declaration. Maybe we could do that. So we wouldn't have to subject them to traumatic stress. And no. Instead, what they're going to do is they're going to use that as a justification to do mind control experiments. DARPA. And this is all going back to, as they pointed out, you know, this is mind control experiments that go back to the Nazis, the Japanese internment camps, Operation Paperclip. All of this began post-World War II, and it has accelerated, and it has been weaponized beyond the very crude tactics that frankly, were not all that effective of the 1960s and so forth. They've got stuff that is very sophisticated right now. And so this guy, Sidney Gottlieb, had a license to kill, says NPR. He was allowed to requisition human subjects across the United States and around the world and subject them to any kind of abuse that he wanted to, even up to the level of it being fatal. Yet nobody looked over his shoulder. I ask you, how exactly has this changed when we look at 5G? We look at the types of things that are going to be done. Do these people have a license to kill? Do they have a license to experiment on people all across America and the world? To subject people to their mind control experiments and to things that could be lethal? And nobody looks over their shoulder, do they? We'll be right back.
InfoWars life philosophy is very, very simple. That's why it's been so successful and helped fund this revolution against the globalists. Thanks for your support. We go out and look at the industry of Mother Nature's bounty, what the FDA calls supplements, and we look at what is the best selling, what's the highest rated, what people are saying they like the best, and then we go and make it even better with top manufacturers around the United States. We made the strongest, most concentrate bone broth you can find, Ultimate Bone Broth, at InfoWarsLife.com. Other leading competitors are $45, $50. Or stuff that has hardly any bone broth in it is $19.95. Ours, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest formula you're going to find. And as 2019 closes, we are selling out of it very, very quickly. So this could be your last chance to get this best-selling product, Ultimate Bone Broth, from InfoWarsLife.com. It's been a year since InfoWars and our other channels were completely banned off of YouTube. We had over 5 million views when we got banned, and we're credited with getting Donald Trump elected because we were able to punch through and reach the grassroots. Now as we enter the 2020 election cycle, it's more important than ever that there be a place where the censors are unable to block the signal. And it's now here. Banned.video. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. Watch your favorite content from media personalities banned by big tech. Works on every device. Take your shows on the go with Banned.video. Watch live shows, on-demand content, and join in on the conversation from anywhere with Banned.video. Share videos with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, SMS, email, and more. Banned.video. At InfoWars Life, we always try to bring you game-changing products. Now, we've already been promoting and selling Super Silver Wound Gel for over a year. It's a bestseller. It is the best you can get. A 100% review rate on Power Reviews. Well, now we teamed up with them and came out with two different types of skin cream. One is naturally scented with grapefruit essential oils. The other is unscented. It's got hyaluronic acid, vitamin E, essential oils from grapefruit. It's got coconut oil and so much more. And this patented nano type of silver that has been proven to be the most effective and the best. It's got all these other great vitamins and compounds that are known to be wonderful for your skin. If you're a woman, man, if you're a child, we are so excited about the new Super Silver Skin Cream. We have it in the smaller tube and the large tube. It's very, very affordable and it funds our operations. Check it out today and get yours at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's look at what's in the 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsLife.com. Nootropic Brain Formula helps you stay awake and alert throughout the entire day without nasty crash. Greens Detox Formula contains a full daily dose of antioxidants and organic compounds for maximum health. Joint Support Formula gives your joints and tendons what they need to help stay healthy and strong. Krill Oil Formula helps fight inflammation and support a healthy heart and more. Energy Kickstart Formula for another boost of clean energy to keep you going strong. Now let's look at what the PM Pack is loaded with. Immune Support Formula to rebuild your body while you sleep. Sound Sleep Formula helps you get a better night's sleep and fall asleep faster. Bone Support Formula. Minerals and other compounds chosen to promote strong and healthy bones. And another dose of krill oil to supercharge your brain and your entire body as you sleep. I'm offering it at 65% off. The 8-Pack Power Stack Dust Till Dawn AM PM Formula $39.95 at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Aren't you happy that we don't have the MK Ultra project anymore? NPR is happy. They want you to feel safe and secure. They have now reformed their ways. And the CIA and DARPA would never do anything like that, right? What they are ready to roll out is far worse than anything they could ever even imagine in the 1960s. I'll give you an example of this and the psychological tactics of this social media at the very simplest level of control. This Washington Examiner story here that was on the Drudge Report, I believe, cowardice. A poll finds that 70% of Republican students lie about their views in order to get good grades. See, this is the whole basis of social media psychological control. And that number there, 70%, is not a coincidence. If you go back and you look at the Ash experiments that were conducted in the 1960s, that psychologist ran the experiment. He put people in a group where they would show them something simple. They would show them a picture of three lines, and it was clear which line was the shortest line or the longest line or whatever. And they would ask them, you know, a question, obvious questions like that on a card. And they said, the test subject was the only one in the room who didn't know what was going on. Everybody else in there was told to give a false answer. They were coached ahead of time. And what happened was this test subject, when everybody else in the room was giving the wrong answer, the test subject would give the right answer maybe a couple of times, and then 70% of the people would go along with the crowd and give the answer that they knew was wrong. So nothing has changed. See, human nature does not change. This is why we should listen to the founders of this country, why we should pay attention to the principles of the Constitution, even if we have to adjust it a little bit in terms of how it operates. The principles don't change. The technology changes. Instead of having people sitting in a room and raising their hand, you have people on social media, or you have people in a classroom going along with the professor. And that's the other part of the Milgram experiment, where they told people they were administering a very painful, sometimes a lethal dose of electricity to a test subject, but they knew it was very, very painful. They would hear the person in the other room screaming. Of course, they were not actually getting electrocuted, but they were pretending like they were. And they would go along with it because an authority figure was telling them that. And so you have here in these classrooms, you have an authority figure, and you have the classroom that's going along with it. And you get 70 to 80% of the people who will go along and give the wrong answer, even if they know it's wrong. You'll have people who will harm, torture, kill other people, just as we were told during the Nuremberg trials after World War II. I was just following orders. I following orders. Nothing wrong with that. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. There are absolute moral standards. They don't want kids to understand that either in our postmodern world. They don't want there to be anything as an absolute moral standard. That's why they work so hard to deconstruct Christianity that used to be the absolute moral standard for our society. They want you to obey authority. They want you to obey the crowd. And that is what the internet was designed to do by a DARPA psychologist, J.C.R. Licklider, 1960s. They helped to fund it. They helped to create this once it became practical. They want you to pare it back 2 + 2 = 5. That's their power, and they're able to do it the same percentages that we saw in those 1960s experiments of Milgram and Ash. They can get 70% of the college Republican students to lie about their views in order to get good grades. And so when we look at this lawsuit, this antitrust lawsuit that's being put out there by the state attorney generals, all 50 of them are joining in this. which is another indication to me that nothing's going to happen. When the Republicans and Democrats agree on something, you know the result is going to be big government. And this is big government. This is big government, big brothers. They're working together with tech companies. Big government, big tech are big brothers. And they are working together in a public-private partnership to take away your liberty, to take away your security. They say as they launch this lawsuit that they're going to investigate America's largest technology companies. They say they have stifled competition, they have restricted access, and they have harmed consumers. New York Attorney General Letitia James will lead the investigation to Facebook, while Texas Attorney General's Attorney General Ken Paxton will lead the investigation into Google. Now, the New York AG says that she's concerned that Facebook has stifled competition and put users at risk. You notice how this is focusing on stifling competition? It's focusing on money, not on liberty. And I'm telling you, they don't care about censorship. When they had their hearings and Marco Rubio didn't bother to ask Alex Jones to testify, about a week after Alex had been taken out, I had the privilege of meeting somebody at a conference I was speaking at shortly after that, and he was from Spain. He didn't even speak English, but when I said Alex Jones, oh, yeah, censorship, oh, yeah, he knew about it. Marco Rubio didn't know about it or lied about it. He eventually admitted that he was lying, but they didn't want Alex to testify. They're not interested. They want to make sure that this apparatus that they put in, social media, the internet, 5G that's coming, they want to make sure that they control it, that China does not control it. They want to control it. They want to control you. They want you being controlled by Washington. They don't want you controlled by China. They don't want China in control of this network of control of our people. And so when they talk about this, they said they're going to focus, again, we talk about Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. He says he's going to focus on Google's advertising markets and whether Google's dominance in the ad markets harms competition. Well, yeah, that's true. But see, they're making this more about the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, the commerce aspect of this, than they are about the speech, free speech and political and elections aspect of this. So it's more FTC than FEC, Federal Elections Commission. They don't care about that. They're going to let them rig free speech and shut down a free press, and they don't care about that. They just want to make sure that they don't have a monopoly on ads and so forth. And let me tell you something. When they focus strictly on the money, what this is really going to boil down to, it'll be shut down in Washington. I said that. You've got any number of ways it can be shut down in Washington. One federal judge has shut down President Trump. So I'll give you the order that this federal judge has shut down about asylum. It just takes one federal judge, or it takes one or two bought and paid for congressmen. You don't think that these biggest companies in the world has ever seen, you don't think that they scratch up the money to buy a few congressmen to shut this thing down? See, this is nothing but saber rattling. As one person says, if everybody thinks it's just saber rattling, you're wrong. At some point, at some time, we're going to be able to get some evidence, and then we're going to be able to take some action. No, no, no. They're going to saber rattle the sabers so they can get paid off. This is a shakedown.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
And that's why we're introducing what we know is going to be a massive bestseller, Chill Force. Now let's look at what's in this powerful formula. Ashwagandha root extract, an ancient medicinal herb used for over 3,000 years to treat stress and relax the patient. L-theanine, a special amino acid naturally found in some tea leaves. The compound has been called the stress killer because of its powerful relaxation benefits. GABA, an important neurotransmitter that controls functions of the body and mind, including nervous system relaxation. GABA is a choice for many to help reduce anxiety. Rhodiola rosea root extract, found in the mountainous regions of Europe and Asia. This root is considered a super adaptogen and is believed to help the body in the fight against emotional, mental, and physical stress. It's time to do what I did and take action with the Chill Force Challenge at InfoWarsLive.com. Look, I'm not trying to discourage other best-selling bone broth formulas that sell for $35, $40, $50, $60 bucks retail and are discounted for like $39.95. But they don't have as much pure concentrated bone broth as we do. They don't have as much chaga mushroom. They don't have as much bee pollen. They don't have as much of these amazing ingredients. And yes, we've gone out and just made a stronger version of other bestsellers, and it's selling out. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Our exclusive formula harnesses the ancient power of bone broth and cutting-edge nutritional science to support healthy digestion, muscles, tendons, and so much more. Experience the health secret our ancestors held sacred for yourself. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com today while supplies last, which again is selling out. We won't have more until the middle of 2020. InfoWars Live.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Big tech, big brother. Yeah, big tech and big government are the big brothers working to join forces to secure the elections. That was the title of a story that came out yesterday. Of course, I talked about that on Friday. Big tech and feds conspire to rig the 2020 election at Facebook headquarters. You can find that at band.video. That's where you'll find the archives of this program as well as a daily broadcast there. And everything else that is produced here at InfoWarsBand.video. But I talked about that. We have Robert Epstein talking about the fact that Google censored information in order to favor Democrats. Imagine that. Imagine that. It's not a theory, but it's going to get a lot worse. Here, let's play video clip number 6.
We did some monitoring in 2018. This time we had more than 160 field agents. We deliberately focused, because it's a midterm election, on three staunchly Republican districts in Orange County, California, thinking perhaps maybe if there is something going on with search results, maybe we'd pick it up in those counties. In all three counties, The Democrat won, so they were flipped. And we measured substantial bias, liberal bias, in the Google search engine, but not Bing or Yahoo. That's very, very important that we're finding it in one search engine, but not the others. And that level of bias easily, very easily, could account for the win margins that occurred in each of those districts. And even more problematic here, if that level of bias had been present in Google, nationwide.
For all the districts.
For all the races. That would have shifted to Democrats upwards of 78.2 million votes. Now that's spread across many races. But the point is, this
is enormous.
Well,
let's hold it right there. That's Mark Levin with a cutting report that we actually broke about 3 years ago. But again, we were called conspiracy theorists, and we said they've used their power to actually switch millions of votes, and now you've got Mark Levin finally coming around to that point of view with the psychologist Robert Epstein. But look, you don't need to conduct a detailed study to see this. We showed you; it was pretty blatant and in your face the fact that just before the elections, if you Googled California GOP, Google would put up that it was a neo-Nazi organization. You don't need to have a sophisticated study. We've shown you this over and over again. If you type in President Trump, it would show you all these pictures of President Trump as an idiot. And that wouldn't happen on the other search engines over and over again. I've seen what they've done. If you type my name in on Google's search engine versus other search engines, they try to bring up stuff to smear and to slander me. They do the same thing with Alex. They do the same thing with Trump. They do the same thing with Republicans. It's very politically biased. It's not a theory. And this is why I said on Friday it did not have anything to do with a response to the antitrust. They're not there to try to figure out how they're going to get rid of the antitrust. If you look at the attendees, it wasn't just social media companies. It was the military-industrial complex, the people who are responsible for Election Guard, and Microsoft. Microsoft is who DARPA is turning to fund Election Guard and News Guard. They are the ones who are going to tell you what news sources, not even what news articles, but what news sources you should listen to, and they're going to be the ones to tell you what the actual vote counts are going to be. DARPA is funding this via Microsoft. And so when the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, the FBI, the CIA, are meeting at Facebook with Microsoft and the social media companies, that's the bigger agenda. That is the bigger agenda. Yeah, they're not going to do anything about the antitrust stuff. Like I said, that is nothing but a shakedown of these companies to pony up and give some more money. That's what it's ultimately going to amount to. It'll be shut down by a federal judge. They're going through the federal system, these 50 attorney generals. And they're... Nothing is going to come of that. The biggest weapon against them, and they probably discussed this at their little Facebook Bilderberg conference, the biggest weapon you could have against them would be to enact privacy laws. And that is something that they don't want to have happen. That is something that the government and the military-industrial complex and the NSA and the CIA and all of these national security congressmen work so hard with CISPA, 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 ACTA, SOPA, PIPA, CISPA, then CISA, they got passed, to protect these guys, to say that they cannot be sued for violating your privacy, for becoming Stasi snitches on everything that you do. They want Facebook to be life log. That was DARPA's original project. They shut it down after Facebook opened up. And they're going to use them because it's so much easier for them to do that. They don't have to answer any uncomfortable questions about how they're violating the Constitution or your due process. So the thing that could really be a problem for them is if you attack them at the point of their business model. Their business model is free services so they can get everything about you, and then they can use that for money by selling ads, and they can use it for power by selling your information to the government for political purposes. Money and power. And that's all based on the big data model of free stuff. And if you shut that, you can shut that down at the state level with privacy laws. That's why, you know, surprisingly, California got it right for the very first time. But I don't think it'll stand. I don't think it'll stand in California. So we look at Election Guard and this stuff that's coming through. You know, it's interesting. Again, I've pointed this out before. The DNC has blocked these virtual caucuses that they were setting up in Iowa and Nevada. You know, where you just, you don't have to physically attend and have a person raising their hand and another person counting the people who are raising their hands. And say, oh no, you can, it's so convenient. You can just do it on your phones. And why'd they shut this down? Well, the DNC chairman, Tom Perez, said virtual caucuses should not take place because they would not be secure or reliable. They got it right. You know, I say, frequently say Democrats never get anything wrong. Well, California Democrats got it right when they came after Google and these other people by going after the big data model, by establishing your privacy. And the DNC got it right when they said these virtual caucuses would not be secure or reliable. And guess what? Neither is electronic voting, especially when it is being guarded by Microsoft and DARPA. Same people that have been working. And again, it's so perfect the way that they are pulling the wool over everybody's eyes. They've been talking about Russia, Russia, Russia now for 3 years. And they're using that as an excuse to take over counting the elections. Oh, we got to protect you from the Russians with Election Guard. You know, the GOP, back in the 2016 elections, they invited in Smartmatic, or Smartmatic under a different name, but they invited in Smartmatic to count the to process the votes and to do a kind of virtual caucus in Utah. And I remember when that happened. I remember when I did the report on that. I said, this is very, very dangerous. And I did a long report, which you no longer can find because Google has now purged that off. But I did a long report about the history of Smartmatic, created in Venezuela to help Hugo Chavez get and keep power. The long history of electronic voting and rigging elections throughout Central and South America and the Philippines and Mexico. And then after all of that, the Republicans brought them in for the Utah primary or caucus. I forget which it was, caucus or primary. The DNC is saying, no, we don't want to do that. And they're absolutely right about that. When we come back, we're going to take a look at what's going on with gun control and all the people that have jumped in on this. This is building momentum, folks. It's not just the crazy people in the Democrat Party who want to overthrow the Bill of Rights, as Clyburn said. No, this is spreading to NASCAR, not just Walmart, who is teaming up with Bloomberg, not just Soros, who's paying for this, but NASCAR is now jumping in on it as well.
We've had this in for 2 weeks. I've been so busy, I haven't talked about it because I've been covering news, but it's very exciting. It's Super Silver Skin Cream. It's got all of these benefits, too many to mention, but it's revolutionary. It's brand new. People are going to love it. Introducing the new Super Silver Skin Cream, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off introductory price. The new Super Silver Skin Cream is the best of both worlds. It helps reduce wrinkles and keep your skin healthy. Super Silver Skin Cream is infused with patented Silver Sol technology. It's used by top hospitals and health clinics to kill off everything from MRSA to Candida fungus. It's also loaded with the best natural ingredients for your skin, like coconut oil, vitamin E. Unlike most skin creams, Super Silver Skin Cream is free of BPA, parabens, harsh preservatives, and sulfates. It's got the highly sought-after hyaluronic acid. We have little tubes of it. We have big tubes of it. This stuff is the real deal. Get Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. So please check it out, the new products at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off as an introductory. Josh in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. I have an idea for a new InfoWars t-shirt. Instead of, this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs, this is your brain on 5G.
Ooh, yeah.
Showing your brain, getting fried. Then I have some comments on your supplements, man. Totally changed my life. I use Turbo Force Bodies, Alpha Power, Brain Force, Fish Oil, Ultra 12 daily, X2 every several days now. What I've found is really combining them is totally synergistic and transcendent feeling that I get by I can buy all your products. And I just want to urge all your listeners who haven't tried them, I just want to say, why not?
Well, you're right that all of these things are known to be incredible, whether it's turmeric or whether it's the fish oil or the krill oil or whether it's the DNA Force with the CoQ10 and BioPQQ and all the rest of it. All of these are things that are like rocket fuel in the body. You take these bases together, then you have your foundation. Now you can build the big, strong temple. With these products I take, when I religiously remember to take them, it makes my life so much better. And then it funds the information war, which is so critical. Thank you so much. God bless you. Supermel Vitality is already in the top three of our best sellers for the 6 years we've had it. It is a award-winning formula produced in Utah by one of the top herbal companies in the nation that we've been private labeling. It is cold-pressed. It takes at least three times the herbs that are wild-crafted and organic to be able to produce this. It's not boiled. It's not heated. It's never been dried. It's taken from fresh herbs. That's why it's so strong. That's why it's so effective for libido, stamina, and energy. And I'm so excited about Supermel Vitality and Carnivore 30 that I'm offering you, with every order of Supermel Vitality, a 25% off a free bottle of Carnivore Digestive Enzyme. We're going to sell out of this very quickly, but it's an offer so that you experience how amazing both these products are. Secure yours at InfoWarsStore.com today or InfoWarsLife.com. The DNA Force 50% off sale has to end in just a few days because we're selling out of the free bottle of Carnivore Digestive Enzyme we give you with each purchase. Listeners agree DNA Force Plus is one of the best formulas ever from InfoWarsLife.com. With DNA Force Plus, you get more than 15 premium and patented ingredients, including Elevate ATP, a patented one-of-a-kind compound that's been clinically shown to increase ATP and support improved strength, power, and performance in athletes. PQQ, over 1,000 studies have been published on its health benefits, from enhancements in short-term memory to improved energy and metabolism. Cordyceps sinensis, it is thought to be one of the most powerful adaptogens available. Coenzyme Q10, found in every human cell, CoQ10 plays a key role in heart health, brain health, and even helps protect DNA. These amazing ingredients and others make it easy to see why so many listeners swear by DNA Force Plus. Take advantage of this special before we run out. Get DNA Force Plus for 50% off and get a free bottle of Carnivore at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Well, we're back to the same old hidey-ho from the federal judges. Now we have a federal judge who was appointed by Barack Obama. Again, all these federal judges, the hundreds or thousands of them, I guess, are political appointees. They don't answer to you. They never do. They're political appointees. This one was appointed by Obama, and he says that President Trump cannot... he's now taken down the rule that was put in by the Trump administration that would deny asylum to anyone who passed through a third country before coming to the United States. So, you know, if you are fleeing, let's say, El Salvador or Guatemala, and you say, help, help, I'm being repressed, and yet you are waving the flag of the country that you are leaving as you are burning the flag of America, and you're going to other countries first where you could get asylum, but then you decide, well, you know what? I think the benefits that the Democrats are offering in California are far superior to what I could get in Mexico, so I think I'm going to mosey on up there for asylum. I mean, it sounds pretty reasonable to say we're not going to let you do that, don't you think? But not to this Obama judge. And so the White House press secretary said this ruling is a gift to human smugglers and traffickers, and it undermines the rule of law. It also undermines the Constitution. The president has the right and the authority and the duty to protect our borders. And I will just say this, that as bad as this migrant invasion is, and it is weaponized by George Soros and others, as bad as this is, and we all understand what is behind this, it is a massive effort to divide and to take down this country by increasing the welfare burden. That's why they're giving welfare to people who are not foreign citizens, who don't come here legally. That's why they're extending citizenship rights to people who are born here, parents who are not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, as the 14th Amendment says. There is no authority for an anchor baby. And they took it to the next level with DACA, a deferred action, where the where Obama's Homeland Secretary, Janet Napolitano, said, I'm not going to enforce the law. I'm going to defer action on enforcing the law. They call them dreamers, even though there was never any Dream Act. They don't enforce the law and then say that they're citizens. So these people, the DACA recipients, the dreamers, quote unquote, are people who are not even born here, let alone born here with parents who are subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, as the 14th Amendment said. Again, that was to give citizenship to the former slaves who had been freed by the 13th Amendment. They passed the 14th Amendment. They said, okay, well, you're now full citizens. You're not three-fifths of a citizen or whatever. You're full citizens. Your parents were subject to the jurisdiction, unlike people who are visiting here, even legally, people like diplomats. If they come here and their children are born here as they're visiting, those children are not citizens because those diplomats are not subject to the jurisdiction. Well, if somebody violates the law, violates immigration law, they're obviously not subject to our jurisdiction, right? You got the Democrats who say, don't call them illegals. And yet, we see at the debates, they say, we need to make this legal. We need to not make this a crime. Well, you just said it wasn't a crime. Make up your mind. They talk out of both sides of their mouths. But the real issue that is greater than the fact that they are using this Cloward and Piven strategy of a welfare state put on steroids, bring everybody in the world to come here to get free welfare, free education, all these benefits, superior, by the way, superior to the benefits that an American citizen in California would get or in any other state. They're using that to melt down our economy. They want to bring people in large enough numbers that they will not assimilate into our culture, but they will keep various other cultures that will then become a point of irritation as the inevitable bursting of the economic bubble that has been created by the government over the last several years is about to happen as part of the fourth turning. They want all that to happen. They want you blaming the migrants that they brought in and have you fighting with them when their bubble bursts and you can't get a job. And they want all this to happen by 2030. So as bad as that situation is, and as much as they've engineered that situation, the most dire existential threat to the United States is this judicial tyranny. Because with judicial supremacy, with this idea that any federal judge anywhere can strike down any law that's passed by Congress, any law that is passed by a state legislature, they can strike down referenda by an entire state of voters. Anything that you do at the state level, and we saw this happen with marriage, the definition of marriage, even in California, gay marriage lost in California. They put it up to a vote, and the people in California voted it down. And so the judges said, no, you're going to have it, even though they don't have the authority to make any decisions about marriage. And if we don't have people at the state level who are going to stand up and say, we're not going to listen to the judges, the Constitution says, 9th and 10th Amendment, that if you don't have any authority granted to you specifically, that authority is retained by the people and by the state governments. And the state governments and the people defined marriage all over this country. And the judicial system defied that and defied the 9th and 10th Amendment. And so regardless of what you think about marriage, regardless of what you think about any of these issues, you have the judicial tyranny where they have created a pyramid structure. Not co-equal branches, not checks and balances, but an imperial pyramid structure where the judges, especially the Supreme Court, are at the top. And we have to overthrow that if we're going to get our freedoms back. You know, as we look at this, is this really a problem for us? You know, the media has failed to note, obviously, you see this yet again, six murder suspects are not only illegal immigrants, but they're also part of MS-13. This happened in Baltimore. The victim, Hispanic victim, Daniel Alejandro Cuellar, was killed by these six individuals, all of them young, illegal immigrants, and part of MS-13. It's not hard to tell that they're part of MS-13. They got tattoos all over their faces, right? But we got to pretend that it's okay. You know, don't call them illegal. You can't deport them. We're deferring action on this. And even if they've got MS-13 tattooed on their face, don't make any assumptions about any of this. We got to wait until they do something. So they did, and they killed this kid. And these, actually, seven suspects arrested and charged with first-degree murder. And here's how it was reported. Seven people, including a juvenile, are charged with murder. Another one. Seven charged in Baltimore County murder. None of the coverage by mainstream media talked about the fact that they were MS-13. Finally, there was a conservative paper, Conservative Review. Their headline, Media Blackout. At least six illegal aliens charged with brutal murder in Baltimore suburb. See, this is why they want to control what you see and hear. This is why they shut down InfoWars and why we hope that you'll continue to support us. We've got some great products, and we keep introducing new products at InfoWars. We've got a new one, Chill Force, helps you to relax, helps to take away stress, stress that can cause insomnia, stress that can cause high blood pressure or heart disease. It's got some very effective natural ingredients to help you to relax, and you can get that right now. 50% off Brain Force when you buy Chill Force. Those two together are a great combo. We also have other specials. We got 50% off of DNA Force Plus and a free bottle of Carnivore, 25% off Super Male Vitality and a free bottle of Carnivore. And we also have another new product, and that is Super Silver Skin Cream, very effective natural skin cream teaming with nano silver and a high concentration of nano silver to fight bacteria as well as virus. You can find all that at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget you can find our videos at band.live. You can find my videos also there. And you can also find me on Twitter. Libertarian is my handle there at Twitter. Now, as we look at all this stuff with illegal aliens, I'm going to get into gun control in the next segment. Breitbart had a great title. Actually, they pointed out that all of these Democrats and press, New York Times is talking about, what would it take to deport 11 million and build a wall? Oh, you can't do it. The Nation said the same thing back in 2016. Politico this summer was saying, we got 11 million illegal immigrants. So they've got this number, 11 million, that they all agree on. And they don't have a problem, however, saying that they're going to take AR-15s from 16 million plus owners. So nope, it's not going to be possible for us to deport 11 million people. Oh, that would just be total authoritarian chaos. But we can come and take guns from 16 million people. You think so? Come and take it.
InfoWars life philosophy is very, very simple. That's why it's been so successful and helped fund this revolution against the globalists. Thanks for your support. We go out and look at the industry of Mother Nature's bounty, what the FDA calls supplements, and we look at what is the best selling, what's the highest rated, what people are saying they like the best, and then we go and make it even better with top manufacturers around the United States. We made the strongest, most concentrate bone broth you can find, Ultimate Bone Broth, at InfoWarsLife.com. Other leading competitors are $45, $50. Or stuff that has hardly any bone broth in it is $19.95. Ours, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest formula you're going to find. And as 2019 closes, we are selling out of it very, very quickly. So this could be your last chance to get this best-selling product, Ultimate Bone Broth, from InfoWarsLife.com. At InfoWars Life, we always try to bring you game-changing products. Now, we've already been promoting and selling Super Silver Wound Gel for over a year. It's a bestseller. It is the best you can get. A 100% review rate on Power Reviews. Well, now we teamed up with them and came out with two different types of skin cream. One is naturally scented with grapefruit essential oils. The other is unscented. It's got hyaluronic acid, vitamin E, essential oils from grapefruit. It's got coconut
coconut oil, and so much more. And this patented nano type of silver that has been proven to be the most effective and the best. It's got all these other great vitamins and compounds that are known to be wonderful for your skin. If you're a woman, man, if you're a child, we are so excited about the new Super Silver Skin Cream. We have it in the smaller tube and the large tube. It's very, very affordable, and it funds our operations. Check it out today and get yours at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I think that's how they should open up the Democrat debates with that song. I'd love to change the world, but I don't know what to do. I'm going to tax the rich, feed the poor till there's no rich no more, but they're also going to take all the guns. They keep saying, and their go-to figures I pointed out in the last segment, is 11 million illegals. You see this on the website of Kamala Harris, of Robert Francis O'Rourke, who goes by the alias Beta Male. They all say, oh, we got 11 million illegals, and you can't send them home. You can't round up those people and tell them to go home. But you can go door to door and take AR-15s from 16 million gun owners. You think so? You think so? Well, we know what that's going to start, and we know that they want that, quite frankly. And that number, by the way, of 16 million plus AR-15s, as Breitbart reports, Democrats can't deport 11 million illegals, but they will confiscate 16 million AR-15s. That number comes from the National Shooting Sports Foundation. They confirmed that number. Joe Biden began this week by pushing what he called an assault weapons ban. This should be kind of interesting as Joe Biden wades again into all the intricacies of the firearms that he wants to get rid of. Again, what is an assault weapon? Well, we don't really know, but we want to get rid of them, right? He'll know it when he sees it, as the Supreme Court judge said about pornography once upon a time. Well, I don't know those assault weapons when I see them, because this is Joe Biden. Joe Biden, who said, bragged about the fact that he had banned guns with multiple magazines. let me tell you something. If you go to gun prohibition, you will wind up with guns with multiple magazines. You'll wind up with all kinds of wild inventions, just like you did when you created drug prohibition or alcohol prohibition. Anything that you prohibit, it's going to be Katie bar the door on innovation. And it's going to be wild and crazy and over the top. Just like you got weaponized marijuana, you're going to get weaponized weapons when you prohibit them. There will be a black market in guns. They're still trying to get a hold of the guns in Australia and London. You still got people being shot in London because it isn't the tool. It's the society that's there. Anyway, he bragged about banning guns with multiple magazines, and he also said, well, we're going to ban any magazines that hold more than one bullet. Why do you need a magazine if you've only got one bullet? But anyway, he calls the assault weapons weapons of war. And he's against them. He's absolutely against them, and he's going to come and get them. And that is not as worrisome as the way this is rolling out with various corporations and organizations, but also the friendly fire that we see happening in the Republican Party. And I talked about Roy Blunt, I talked about it yesterday. He was on one of the Sunday shows. And Roy Blunt, who is a senator, was asked, when are you guys going to do gun control? We got to have gun control now. And here's what Roy Blunt said.
Let me ask you about the gun issue. Mention to me, some form of expanding background checks. Will that get a vote on the Senate floor?
You know, what the leader said this week, I think maybe it's the second time he said this, is we're not going to vote on bills on the Senate floor that the president's not willing to sign. The president needs to step up here and set some guidelines for what he would do. I'm afraid what's going to happen here is what always happens is we take this silly if we don't get everything, we won't do anything, and fail to do the things we could do with more early mental health help, treating mental health like all other health, something I've worked hard on. And there's a moment here where we can expand what we're already doing on that front.
Hear that? He said that this kind of silly thing that if we don't do everything, then we're not going to do anything. That's a silly thing. We ought to take what we can get. Yeah, that's called infringement. And you have the Republican Party, Roy Blunt, Mitch McConnell, talking to Trump saying we've got to infringe this. It's a gradual process. We're not going to get everything like the Democrats want. We'll come after it a little bit. See, that's why the Republican Party has become what the Democrats were a couple of decades ago. The Democrats are full-on Marxists.
It's been a year since InfoWars and our other channels were completely banned off of YouTube. We had over 5 billion views when we got banned, and we're credited with getting Donald Trump elected because we were able to punch through and reach the grassroots. Now, as we enter the 2020 election cycle, it's more important than ever that there be a place where the censors are unable to block the signal. And it's now here. Banned.video. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. Watch your favorite content from media personalities banned by big tech. Works on every device. Take your shows on the go with Banned.video. Watch live shows, on-demand content, and join on the conversation from any with Banned.video. Share videos with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, SMS, email, and more. Banned.video.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
We are now taking friendly fire against our fundamental God-given rights protected by the Second Amendment. And it's not coming just from Mitch McConnell and Senator Roy Blunt, a Republican, saying, and if you didn't know he was a Republican, and if you heard this, didn't know who this guy was, you would think that he was a Democrat from about 5 years ago. That's how rapidly things are deteriorating. The Republican Party is far to the left when it comes to our individual liberties, far to the left of where the Democrat Party was when I was growing up. I was never a Democrat. My family is never a Democrat. The only guy that my dad ever put a bumper sticker on his car for was Goldwater. So I'm not saying that because, I used to be a Democrat and they left. No, I didn't like Democrats. They're always coming for freedom. They're always coming for trying to destroy a free market, trying to take your property, your life, your liberty. So I say that with a great regret to say that the Republicans like Roy Blunt and Mitch McConnell have now become the Democrats, what they were, because you heard what he had to say. He said, we got to get over this idea that if we don't get everything, we're not going to get anything. Let's go for what we can get. We can enact some very important restrictions on gun rights. And we've got to go for that now because we've got to make you safe. We're not going to let you be free. And we're not going, you can't be free. You've got to be safe. So we're going to take these rights and turn them into government granted privileges. And we're going to do it by process of gradual infringement. That's the way we're going to get there. Say the Republicans. The Democrats, meanwhile, are trumpeting the fact that they want to go on to full gun confiscation. Mao style. Think about that. And I think, quite frankly, out of the two courses, I think that the gradual infringement is the more dangerous one. You may disagree with me, but I'm telling you that when the Democrats come after you, they come after you like robbers. And when you got a robber, you've got at least an opportunity. When he comes up to your face and sticks a gun in your face, you've at least got a chance to fight. The Republicans, on the other hand, are sneak thieves. So what we have here, when we look at the Bill of Rights, you have the Democrats who are robbers and the Republicans who are lying, sneaky thieves. People like Roy Blunt and people like Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who says that he will defy the NRA and take the lead on gun background checks. He says that he is, quote, willing to take an arrow, and he's going to defy the NRA. There he is. Virtue signaling to the Democrats, this little demagogue of the Republican Party. Oh, I don't, the NRA, oh, I'm not going to be a tool of the NRA. I'm going to do something to take your rights. And he'll take an arrow. Well, patriots, take your arrows out of your bow slings right now, and I'm going to sling an arrow in his direction right now. Because he wants to close a loophole, he says, in gun purchaser background checks. It's just common sense, says Texas Lieutenant Governor Republican Dan Patrick. It's just common sense to tighten background checks. We have to do that. And he says, look, I'm a solid NRA guy. Wait a minute, haven't I heard that from the Democrats too? Nobody is a bigger supporter of the Second Amendment and the NRA than me. But we got to do something. We got to take those rights. I need to restrict this for your own safety. I'm going to have to take that from you, son. Look, I'm a solid NRA guy, says Dan Patrick, but not expanding the background check to eliminate the stranger-to-stranger sale makes no sense to me and to most folks. Ah, so here we are. And this was what has come out of this El Paso shooting. This guy bought it in a private sale. And I said at the time, they're going to use this to try to extend background checks to every single gun purchase and to every single gun owner, which basically sets up a registration of all gun owners. I would ask Dan Patrick, define what a stranger is for me. Is that anybody that's not in your immediate family? You can't sell. I mean, what if there's somebody in your immediate family that has a psychological issue that you don't even know about, and you sell them a gun? I mean, is that a stranger to stranger? How does Dan Patrick define stranger? I mean, is it somebody that's outside of your immediate family? Is it, is somebody that is an in-law or a cousin? Is that a stranger? What about if it's a friend from high school that you haven't seen for years, or a friend from college? This guy was really stable. You know, I never saw anything unusual in him. And, you know, I hadn't seen him for a couple of years. Got together. We had some beers. And, you know, we started talking about hunting. And I sold him a gun. And, you know, then the next week he changed his SSRI medication. And he went out and shot a bunch of people and shot himself. Yeah, I didn't know. See, we got to have regulations that stranger to stranger stuff right there. Right there. Got to stop that kind of stuff from happening. You know, how do you determine that somebody is a stranger? What about an Army buddy? You guys are really close. And he was a solid guy. He had your back. And you don't know that he's been struggling with some PTSD. Maybe he went to the VA. Maybe they prescribed for him some psychological drugs, maybe some SSRIs or something, and he's gotten really dangerous. And maybe he decided that he would increase or decrease that medication. Maybe he decreased it suddenly because it was creating some physical effects, and he wasn't aware of the fact that if you change your SSR medication in any way, shape, or form, if you don't do it very, 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 very slowly over a very, 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 very long period of time, it's kind of like a scuba diver going down to a particular depth and deciding that he's going to rapidly rise up, and he gets bent. And the same thing happens with your SSRI drugs. If you change that dosage and you increase or decrease that dosage too quickly, you get bent. And there are thousands of stories about that. Not all of them make the news, but there are thousands of stories of suicide, of murder-suicide, of people who don't know what they're doing, who go into a classroom and point a gun at people, point a gun at themselves, point a gun at people, and eventually they get the gun away, and the guy recovers eventually and says, what was I doing? I have no recollection of that whatsoever. But see, you're supposed to know all of that. Stranger-to-stranger sales. And you're supposed to, I don't know how Dan Patrick defines stranger. I know how I define rights. Rights are things that I get from God. They're not things that Dan Patrick says I can have. And if Dan Patrick wants to do something, if he thinks it's past time to do something about something, then I would suggest that Dan Patrick and Governor Abbott do something about the damn border. Why don't you do something about that? You have the authority to use a Texas National Guard. You have the authority to use the Texas Rangers. That's been done by governors in the past when we didn't have anywhere near this kind of problem. And you sit there on your hands and talk about what you're going to do about gun control? As one person said, and actually this is a guy, his name is Scruggs. Scruggs and Patrick were made members of this Texas Safety Commission that Governor Abbott appointed after the El Paso massacre. You guys got to come up with something. And so flatten Scruggs, I guess that's what we call Dan Patrick. I'm sorry. I don't want to denigrate the bluegrass guys that did the music for the Beverly Hillbillies. But these are a couple of hillbillies who don't respect your God-given rights. And Scruggs says, well, one thing you can never accuse Dan Patrick of is not being politically aware. He sees what's going on across the state, so he's going to pander to it. And if the mob wants to take your guns, then Dan Patrick's their guy. Dan Patrick is their guy. This guy has become very popular here in Texas. He paved his way into the political arena by buying a radio station and putting himself on around the clock. And then he got himself elected to various offices up to lieutenant governor. And now he has shown his true colors and his true political party. He is a traditional Democrat socialist, as opposed to the full-on Democrat Marxists that are on the other side that you have to choose from. Can we get another choice? None of the above or anything else other than the Republicans and Democrats. We'll be right back.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
It's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News and Action 7 News. We're here in Hong Kong.
This is Savannah Hernandez for Infowars.com. I'm reporting to you from Hong Kong, where I'm joined by reporter Greg Reese for the next week.
This is Greg Reese for Infowars.com in Hong Kong.
Our recent trip to Hong Kong was a new achievement for Infowars.com. Despite being the most banned broadcast in the free world, we continue to win because of our great, strong, loyal audience. We have Dan Lyman covering Infowars Europe, Paul Joseph Watson in the UK, Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett in the American heartland, and from Austin, Texas, a team of reporters and crew ready to be dispatched wherever the story is going down. We are not done winning, and with your support, we will keep winning.
We have to keep winning. We have to win more.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten books and films and supplements and t-shirts and water filtration, air filtration, and things you need.
Look, I'm not trying to discourage other best-selling bone broth formulas.
that sell for $35, $40, $50, $60 bucks retail and are discounted for like $39.95. But they don't have as much pure concentrated bone broth as we do. They don't have as much chocolate mushroom. They don't have as much bee pollen. They don't have as much of these amazing ingredients. And yes, we've gone out and just made a stronger version of other bestsellers, and it's selling out. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Our exclusive formula harnesses the ancient power of bone broth and cutting-edge nutritional science to support healthy digestion, muscles, tendons, and so much more. Experience the health secret our ancestors held sacred for yourself. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com today while supplies last, which again is selling out. We won't have more until the middle of 2020. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, we're taking friendly fire for sure on the Second Amendment. We got Roy Blunt, Republican senator, who's saying, look, I've had discussions with McConnell. We're ready to go. We'll do anything that the president approves. We're not going to fight with the president over this. But anything that he says goes, that goes. See, the Second Amendment doesn't matter. If President Trump says we're going to infringe on this aspect of the Second Amendment, they're ready to go. The Republicans are locked and loaded at the federal level. And as I pointed out in the last segment, we have the lieutenant governor here, Dan Patrick, is locked and loaded to go after private gun sales and to enact background checks on private gun sales, which is essentially setting up a gun registration directory of all gun owners, which is the next step to full-on gun confiscation. Got to know who the people are, what they've got, before you can go there to take it. It's just that simple. That's why we oppose that kind of background check and registration. And this is something that is rapidly rolling out. Again, friendly fire from the Republicans on these issues. And we were talking about where Dan Patrick comes from, how savvy he is about politics. Oh, he's very savvy. I knew he was in media. But we were talking about it during the break. And CJ, you know more about Dan Patrick than I do. Tell us a little bit about his background.
So officially, he began his career as a sportscaster, got into sports bars as a franchisor chain, went bankrupt, left the sports industry, went to work as a conservative radio host in the Harris County, Texas area, and ended up owning a couple radio stations, a majority owner in a couple radio stations, one in Dallas and one in Houston.
Yeah, and of course, you know, he hasn't been shut down by social media. He's got his own radio station. But you also said he was from Baltimore, right? Originally
born in Baltimore, Maryland. Yeah.
Yeah. He's bringing Baltimore gun control values here to Texas. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. But it's okay because he's got a media organization behind him to put out there. And he's pretty savvy about how to talk to people. I mean, he can really spend this stuff because he's had a lot of experience with this.
He keeps a spare cowboy hat in his truck, so he's good.
Yeah, yeah, he's all hat and no cattle when it comes to the Bill of Rights. Thanks, CJ. Yeah, but it's not just the Republicans that are friendly fire. We've now got NASCAR. Say it ain't so. Come on. NASCAR. NASCAR has shifted on guns and now is rejecting ads that show a semi-automatic rifle. NRA tweets out, NASCAR is taking, quote, a gradual shift on guns, unquote. That's the way that they put it at NASCAR. A gradual shift on guns. It's always gradual. You know, again, that's what Roy Blunt was saying. He said, look, we got to get away from this mindset that we're going to do everything at once. Let's just do a little bit gradual process. That's the way the founders knew your guns would be taken, by a process of gradual infringement. Just like a thieving neighbor steals your property by gradually moving the fence from their property onto yours and leaving it there long enough, they say, well, that's now my property. That's a legal principle. And so it's a gradual process of infringement. Like I said, the Republicans have now taken the role of thieves of your individual liberties, just like the Democrats are now robbers. They will come to your face, stick a gun in your face, and say, hand it over. The Republicans, however, will come behind you, I'm all behind you. I'm behind you. I support you. I'm behind you. And stab you in the back. NASCAR says the NRA is taking a gradual shift on guns, quote unquote, and will no longer allow partners to advertise commonly owned rifles. Well, this pathetic decision will cause their current customers to take a gradual shift on NASCAR, says the NRA. And I agree with them. I agree with them. We should understand where this is coming from. We look at Walmart. This Walmart has secretly teamed up with Michael Bloomberg on the gun control agenda. And by the way, they did this back in April of 2008. Walmart met with Michael Bloomberg, his mayors against illegal guns. Again, illegal guns are all guns. They don't like any guns. All guns will be illegal. And they're going to take those 16 million AR-15s. Can't get rid of the 11 million illegal immigrants. That's impossible. But they can come and confront 16 million AR-15 owners. That's why I say, let's make them rob us instead of stealing by stealth our rights. In April 2008, Walmart sat down with Michael Bloomberg's mayors against illegal guns. Together, they created the, quote, Responsible Firearms Retailer Partnership. Is this a public-private partnership? Always is. It is a system of fascism. That's what happens when you merge government with corporations. It's called fascism. Directly off of Walmart's website, Walmart is a charter member of the Responsible Firearms Retailer Partnership organized by Walmart and Everytown for Gun Safety. That's Bloomberg's organization. Bloomberg's got so many different organizations. He's hoping that you don't notice all of them, just like George Soros. George Soros has the Open Society Policy Center and many others. He has now taken to lobbying to take away your guns as well, George Soros. They've recently spent $2.6 million on lobbying in the first quarter of this year. They've moved into gun control advocacy. And they've reported lobbying on issues related to a bill to repeal the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. What is that? Well, remember when I was talking about Clyburn yesterday and he said, you know, this is, if Bill of Rights is up today, nobody would vote for this. And I got people who want to repeal the Second Amendment and the First Amendment all the time. And he was one of those people too. He's long been one of those people. It isn't that he supports the Bill of Rights. He's just saying, yeah, we're going to take them. That's what Clyburn was telling you. Clyburn was one of those people who has repeatedly opposed the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. What is that? Well, that was an act to say that if somebody lawfully sells you a firearm or an automobile, and then they use that firearm or that automobile in a negligent way or in a criminal way, that you can't be you can't be sued for that. So if a gun manufacturer uses a firearm and somebody takes it out and kills a bunch of people, you can't come after the gun manufacturer. Just like if you have a jihadi terrorist takes a Ford F-150 and mows down a bunch of people, you can't sue Ford. And of course, that's happened. That's happened. Not that Ford's been sued, but that's happened with jihadi terrorists. But that's just common sense. And Soros doesn't want to see that happen. Neither does Clyburn. You know, when we look at where this is headed, though, folks, I want, there's a great article here via Zero Hedge. Originally came from Mint Press News. And what this does is this ties together the connections with Jeffrey Epstein and with Israeli intelligence companies. I've told you from over and over, I mention it almost on a daily basis, how the NSA, how DARPA, how the CIA are funding technology companies that they use as partners to take away your liberty and to spy on you. And it's not just American intelligence. It's American intelligence and the NSA also working with Israeli tech companies. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you how the CIA and the Mossad and the Epstein Network are exploiting mass shootings to create an Orwellian nightmare. All of this stuff is tied together with that HARPA program that Ivanka Trump is trying to cram down our throats in the Trump White House. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
And that's why we're introducing what we know is going to be a massive bestseller, Chill Force.
Now let's look at what's in this powerful formula. Ashwagandha root extract, an ancient medicinal herb used for over 3,000 years to treat stress and relax the patient. L-theanine, a special amino acid naturally found in some tea leaves. The compound has been called the stress killer because of its powerful relaxation benefits. GABA, an important neurotransmitter that controls functions of the body and mind, including nervous system relaxation. GABA is a choice for many to help reduce anxiety. Rhodiola rosea root extract, found in the mountainous regions of Europe and Asia. This root is considered a super adaptogen and is believed to help the body in the fight against emotional, mental, and physical stress. It's time to do what I did and take action with the Chill Force Challenge at InfoWarsLive.com. Super Male Vitality is already in the top three of our best sellers for the 6 years we've had it. It is a award-winning formula produced in Utah by one of the top herbal companies in the nation that we've been private labeling. It is cold-pressed. It takes at least three times the herbs that are wild-crafted and organic to be able to produce this. It's not boiled. It's not heated. It's never been dried. It's taken from fresh herbs. That's why it's so strong. That's why it's so effective for libido, stamina, and energy. And I'm so excited about Super Male Vitality and Carnivore 30 that I'm offering you, with every order of Super Male Vitality, at 25% off, a free bottle of Carnivore Digestive Enzyme. We're going to sell out of this very quickly, but it's an offer so that you experience how amazing both these products are. Secure yours at InfoWarsStore.com today or InfoWarsLife.com. Let's look at what's in the 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsLife.com. Nootropic Brain Formula helps you stay awake and alert throughout the entire day without nasty crash. Greens Detox Formula contains a full daily dose of antioxidants and organic compounds for maximum health. Joint Support Formula gives your joints and tendons what they need to help stay healthy and strong. Krill Oil Formula helps fight inflammation and support a healthy heart and more. Energy Kickstart Formula for another boost of clean energy to keep you going strong. Now let's look at what the PM Pack is loaded with. Immune Support Formula to rebuild your body while you sleep. Sound Sleep Formula helps you get a better night's sleep and fall asleep faster. Bone Support Formula, minerals and other compounds chosen to promote strong and healthy bones. And another dose of krill oil to supercharge your brain and your entire body as you sleep. I'm offering it at 65% off. The 8-Pack Power Stack Dust Till Dawn AMPM Formula, $39.95 at InfoWarsLife.com. We've had this in for 2 weeks. I've been so busy, I haven't talked about it because I've been covering news, but it's very exciting. It's Super Silver Skin Cream. It's got all of these benefits, too many to mention, but it's revolutionary. It's brand new. People are going to love it. Introducing the new Super Silver Skin Cream, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off introductory price. The new Super Silver Skin Cream is the best of both worlds. It helps reduce wrinkles and keep your skin healthy. Super Silver Skin Cream is infused with patented Silver Sol technology. It's used by top hospitals and health clinics to kill off everything from MRSA to Candida fungus. It's also loaded with the best natural ingredients for your skin, like coconut oil, vitamin E. Unlike most skin creams, Super Silver Skin Cream is free of BPA, parabens, harsh preservatives, and sulfates. It's got the highly sought-after hyaluronic acid. We have little tubes of it. We have big tubes of it. This stuff is the real deal. Get Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. So please check it out. The new products at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off as an introductory.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream, it's The David Knight Show.
So what do pedophiles, spy networks, mass surveillance of citizens, and gun control have in common? Everything. Everything. So it's not just the big government, big tech, big brotherhood that's in the United States. And we've seen this, I've talked about this many times, NSA, CIA with their Incutel venture capital firms, and that's not the only way that they're funding these companies, of course. DARPA. Things funded like Palantir, Microsoft and the grants that they're getting right now from DARPA to create NewsGuard, to create ElectionGuard, to openly control what you see, hear, and say, and to count the votes with ElectionGuard. No, it's also Israeli intelligence. And as we look at this Epstein situation and the pedophile networks, you can see the connections between U.S. intelligence agencies and Israeli intelligence agencies, how they are coming together for mass surveillance of the populations, and also how this is going to be used in the HARPA gun control that is being pushed by Ivanka Trump in the White House. As Zero Hedge's story from Mint Press News points out, a little-known Israeli tech company has begun to receive increased publicity, but for all the wrong reasons. This is a company called Carbine 911. And they've received substantial funding from Jeffrey Epstein. You know, we just had, and I'll talk a little bit more about this in just a moment. We had the revelations in the last couple of days over the weekend how Jeffrey Epstein was funding the MIT Media Labs. And, of course, you know, amongst their other projects that they have at the Media Labs is the idea that they can you can control devices with your mind. In other words, if you're going to control devices with your mind, that means that these devices are going to have to read your mind, right? Nothing to see here. Just move along. Of course, the Jeffrey Epstein connection there has caused a lot of people to lose their jobs, caused a bit of a stink in academia for MIT and their labs, and fallout for other companies. Not so much for Microsoft, however. Bill Gates and others giving money through Jeffrey Epstein and other relationships. We'll get into that in a moment. But let's take a look at Carbine 911. That is also related to Jeffrey Epstein and to his close associate, former Prime Minister of Israel, Ehud Barak, and to Silicon Valley venture capitalists and prominent Trump backer, Peter Thiel. Carbine 911, or we can just call it throughout the rest of this Carbine, develops call handling and identification capabilities for emergency response services in countries around the world, calling 911, right? It specifically markets its product as a way of mitigating mass shootings in the United States without having to change existing U.S. gun laws. So keep that in mind. This is part of their marketing plea. Yeah, we're going to have this special program that's a technical program that's going to help us to respond very quickly and shut down these mass shootings. But there's more to it than that. As Mint Press points out, Carbine is no ordinary tech company. It is deeply connected to the elite Israeli military intelligence division known as Unit 8200, whose alumni often go to create tech companies like Carbine. These companies' products are built in such a way that they can easily be used to illegally surveil the governments, the institutions, and the civilians that use them. A troubling fact, given that Unit 8200's documented prowess in surveillance as a means of obtaining blackmail. Blackmail. What was Epstein involved in? Okay. And Israel's history of using tech companies to aggressively spy on the U.S. government. Another funder of Carbine, Peter Thiel, has his own company that, like Carbine, is set to profit from the Trump administration's proposed high-tech solutions. Palantir, that I've talked about many, many times. He is a backer of Palantir, along with one of his former partners there at PayPal, Alex Karp. Thiel, following Trump's election, asked tech companies to, quote, detect mass shooters before they strike, unquote. Thiel's company, Palantir, focuses on pre-crime software. Again, Palantir consciously referring to the Lord of the Rings. They use that as a metaphor throughout the company. And Palantir in The Lord of the Rings was the crystal ball that was originally used in the story by kings to communicate at distances with each other. But then it was taken over by the dark side, and they were able to use that crystal ball to not only monitor the conversations, but to also peer deep inside the mind and the soul of anybody who used it, if you remember the story, right? Interesting that they would pick that as a metaphor for their company, a metaphor for a company that is involved in data mining for the purpose of anticipatory intelligence, or pre-crime, if you will. And again, that has been, as I point out, almost on a daily basis, geospatial intelligence, the fastest growing part of the military-industrial complex, activity-based intelligence, human domain analytics, anticipatory intelligence, all that together. And so Palantir is one of the most connected, most advanced companies here in the United States. And they're working with this intelligence-based spinoff out of Israeli intelligence, Carbine. Whatever technological solution is adopted by the Trump administration, I say, is set to use a controversial database first developed as part of a secretive U.S. government program that involved notorious Iran-Contra figures like Oliver North. Yeah, these people, Iran-Contra, that was just the tip of the iceberg. You know, illegally selling parts to Iran, our great enemy, right? Illegally selling parts secretly to Iran so they could get money to secretly fund a secret war wasn't enough, so they also started a crack cocaine epidemic. There you go. There's the war on terror and the war on drugs all together under Oliver North, that great defender, by the way, of the Second Amendment. They put him in the NRA. Why do you think they did that? Okay. Anyway, it involved Oliver North as a means, this is a database that involved Oliver North as a means of tracking and flagging potential American dissidents for increased surveillance and for detention in the event of a vaguely defined national emergency. Remember the 2012 NDAA, the Defense Authorization Act, National Defense Authorization Act, where they said, well, we can, if we determine, you know, the military can grab you and hold you and even transport you to another country to be interrogated if we wish. And we don't really care about the Bill of Rights because we got to get that defense bill passed and funded. Defense is all we're about. We got to be about, everything's about national security, right? Except when it comes to Hillary Clinton's emails. Nevertheless, this database that was erected there as a precursor to surveillance and detention of political dissidents, they put into law with the NDAA 2012. That database was called Main Core, created with the involvement of Israeli intelligence, and Israel remained involved years after it was developed. It was also used by at least one former CIA official on President Reagan's National Security Council to blackmail members of Congress, congressional staffers, and journalists, among others, reports Mint Press. Given recent reports on the Trump administration's plan to create a new government agency, that would be HARPA, modeled after DARPA, sold by these people who are all allied with the Obama administration, to flag people who might be a future danger so they can come and take your guns and take you away. It uses advanced technology to identify neurobehavioral signs of someone who is headed toward a violent explosive act. These are all phrases taken from that document of HARPA. Using data collected by consumer electronic devices, the picture painted by the technology currently being promoted and implemented under the guise of keeping Americans safe. Keeping Americans safe from shootings, right? Prior to Jeffrey Epstein's arrest in July, Carbine had received high praise from U.S. and Israeli media, even Fox News hailing the company's services as an answer to the U.S.'s aging 911 services. As a matter of fact, the NSA and Unit 8200, which is behind, you know, the spinoff of, you know, funding Carbine. They've collaborated in a lot of projects, most famously on the Stuxnet virus that they injected into Iran. And, you know, Catherine Herridge, who is the Fox intelligence reporter, I actually saw her say, we've got to have control of the Internet by the government because, you know, Stuxnet is a good example. They were the ones who created that.
InfoWars life philosophy is very, very simple. That's why it's been so successful and helped fund this revolution against the globalists. Thanks for your support. We go out and look at the industry of Mother Nature's bounty, what the FDA calls supplements, and we look at what is the best selling, what's the highest rated, what people are saying they like the best, and then we go and make it even better with top manufacturers around the United States. We made the strongest, most concentrate bone broth you can find, Ultimate Bone Broth, at InfoWarsLife.com. Other leading competitors are $45, $50, or stuff that has hardly any bone broth in it is $19.95. Ours, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest formula you're going to find. And as 2019 closes, we are selling out of it very, very quickly. So this could be your last chance to get this best-selling product, Ultimate Bone Broth, from InfoWarsLife.com.
It's been a- the years since InfoWars and our other channels were completely banned off of YouTube, we had over 5 billion views when we got banned, and we're credited with getting Donald Trump elected because we were able to punch through and reach the grassroots. Now, as we enter the 2020 election cycle, it's more important than ever that there be a place where the censors are unable to block the signal. And it's now here. Banned.video. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. Watch your favorite content from media personalities banned by big tech. Works on every device. Take your shows on the go with Banned.video. Watch live shows, on-demand content, and join in on the conversation from anywhere with Banned.video. Share videos with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, SMS, email, and more. Banned.video. At InfoWars Life, we always try to bring you game-changing products. Now, we've already been promoting and selling Super Silver Wound Gel for over a year. It's a bestseller. It is the best you can get. A 100% review rate on Power Reviews. Well, now we teamed up with them and came out with two different types of skin cream. One is naturally scented with grapefruit essential oils. The other is unscented. It's got hyaluronic acid, vitamin E, essential oils from grapefruit. It's got coconut oil and so much more. And this patented nano type of silver that has been proven to be the most effective and the best. It's got all these other great vitamins and compounds that are known to be wonderful for your skin. If you're a woman, man, if you're a child, we are so excited about the new Super Silver Skin Cream. We have it in the smaller tube and the large tube. It's very, very affordable and it funds our operations. Check it out today and get yours at InfoWarsLife.com. The DNA Force 50% off sale has to end in just a few days because we're selling out of the free bottle of carnivore digestive enzyme we give you with each purchase. Listeners agree DNA Force Plus is one of the best formulas ever from InfoWarsLife.com. With DNA Force Plus, you get more than 15 premium and patented ingredients, including LVATP, a patented one-of-a-kind compound that's been clinically shown to increase ATP and support improved strength, power, and performance in athletes. PQQ. Over 1,000 studies have been published on its health benefits, from enhancements in short-term memory to improved energy and metabolism. Cordyceps sinensis. It is thought to be one of the most powerful adaptogens available. Coenzyme Q10. Found in every human cell, CoQ10 plays a key role in heart health, brain health, and even helps protect DNA. These amazing ingredients and others make it easy to see why so many listeners swear by DNA Force Plus. Take advantage of this special before you run out. Get DNA Force Plus for 50% off and get a free bottle of carnivore at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, I'll repeat this over and over again. But what we are seeing with the internet, with social media, with the censorship that's rolling out, with the plans to do activity-based intelligence, anticipatory intelligence, and so forth. All of this is being encouraged, funded by the NSA, by intelligence organizations, DARPA, and so forth. And the same thing is happening with Israel. And the Israeli intelligence and U.S. intelligence agencies and British intelligence are all working together to do this. It is a global conspiracy to control the populations across several different countries. And so as we see, I've been reporting on this, one individual publishing on narrative.org said, we have two independent sources confirming that Jeffrey Epstein worked for Israeli military intelligence. He bragged to a New York Times reporter last year in a conversation. The New York Times reporter was James Stewart. He bragged that he had damaging information on prominent figures in Silicon Valley, big tech companies. He told Stewart these top figures in American tech industry were, quote, hedonistic and regular users of recreational drugs. He also told Stewart, Epstein did, that he had witnessed prominent tech figures taking drugs and arranging for sex, and he claimed to know details about their supposed sexual proclivities. The whole thing's a blackmail operation. But, you know, that's for the big guys, you know, where you get the personal attention of Jeffrey Epstein and the personal honey traps. For everybody else, they have a a plan that they're rolling out through these tech companies. Again, Unit 8200, essentially the Israeli equivalent of the NSA, working with Microsoft and others. Microsoft is also working with DARPA to control our news, to guard the news, to say that you can't read anything from this particular news organization, you know, like InfoWars. But you can trust everything that you hear from Fox News or from CNN. They're okay. They're all right. They've got the check mark from Microsoft and DARPA. So you can listen and trust them. You can't trust us. And so Unit 8200, again, a development, carbine is a spinoff of that. And in the guise of saying, we're going to keep you safe. We're going to help you to shut down active shooter situations. Again, Palantir also here in the United States and Peter Thiel. They're going to shut that down very quickly. In order to do that, they have to be able to collect all kinds of information on you all the time through your phone without any kind of a search warrant. What a perfect guise. And now these two organizations are coming together and supporting HARPA through the Trump administration. So when we look at where this is going and we look at the fallout there at MIT, again, if you're looking at pedophiles who want to get blackmail on people, of course they're going to do it through spies. They're going to do it through the technology that spies on all of us as well. And then they're going to use that for control. And if they can't, if we're in a position where we haven't done anything wrong other than own a gun, they will still use that to control the population. They'll use it for gun control. MIT just came out recently over the weekend. It was announced that they secretly took $1.7 million in donations from Epstein. They admitted that they took $900,000 from Epstein that they previously had not disclosed. And then the MIT president, listen to this, the MIT president apologized to Epstein's victims and said that another $800,000 went to either the MIT Media Lab or to Professor Seth Lloyd. Not really sure. Can you imagine this? You know, we look at how upset everybody is about these actors and actresses who bribe elite schools like Harvard to get their kids into school. That's not really anything new. I mean, what's new about that was that they paid the wrong person. If they had paid Harvard officially, then they would have done what rich parents have always done. You pay off somebody and you get your kid admitted into the school. But they paid money to a third-party individual who kept it and then, put them in there. But everybody just wants to hang these people from the highest tree. And yet nobody's really paying attention to what's going on here at MIT. They don't even know if the lab got it or the professor got it. And they don't really care, right? A Brown University official has been suspended amid the Epstein gift probe that is coming out of the MIT Media Lab. Brown University has placed a fundraising director on administrative leave. You see that this is extended now even to another company outside of MIT, Pure Tech. Their chairman had to resign because he'd previously been affiliated with MIT Media Lab and covering up the money that was coming from Jeffrey Epstein. As the whistleblower said, we knew this guy was not a valid donor. They'd taken him off of the list because he was a known sex offender. This was donations made after he'd been convicted and let off down there in Palm Beach. And yet, as she flagged this, she said she went along with it, because there was so much pressure from everybody. She said, wait, we can't do this. And they said, well, we'll put him in as an anonymous donor. You still can't do that. Well, they don't have to know. And they don't have to know if it's a small amount of money. And she said it became such a common recurring thing because they're structuring these donations, right, doing a little bit at a time, that they started referring to Epstein as Voldemort. That's the way they referred to him. You know, he who shall not be named, they called Voldemort because they didn't want to use Epstein. And so, you have Fast Company now even asking the question, will Netflix pull its Bill Gates docuseries after the latest news about his ties to Jeffrey Epstein? Because it's not just the $1.7 million that was given to MIT directly. There was also money that Epstein bundled and brought to MIT for Bill Gates and another investor, Leon Black. $2 million from Bill Gates, $5.5 million from Black. And, of course, this all happened after 5 years after Epstein's conviction of a minor thing. You know, they took it down, but he was they let him off the pedophile stuff. But still, it was after that conviction. Gates' name, of course, also appears on the flight logs for the Lolita Express. And he's giving millions of dollars that is being bundled through Jeffrey Epstein. And so the question is, on September the 20th, Netflix is set to release a three-part documentary on Bill Gates. They call it Inside Bill's Brain. No, Bill Gates is the one who wants to get inside your brain, folks. Or look at this whole Epstein network. You know, all these people are vanishing. You know, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Well, forget about Carmen Sandiego. Where in the world is Maxine or Ghislaine Maxwell, should say? You know, Rush Limbaugh. I have people keep sending me this article from Rush Limbaugh saying that maybe blackmail is behind multiple Republicans not running for office again. You think? We got the black book from Jeffrey Epstein. And you think blackmail might be something that would happen to people in Washington? Are you serious? Like I said before, you know, J. Edgar Hoover was blackmailing people left and right. You had Harry Truman say that. You had Richard Nixon say that. And so people keep sending this to me. I didn't really think it was news, except a lot of people think that it is news. So let's talk a little bit about Rush Limbaugh's idea that people are afraid that there's dirt on them that was scooped up by the CIA or the NSA or Israeli intelligence or anybody, right? There's a bunch of Republicans, he said, that just can't stand Trump is what they're telling you. That's not what it is. He said, that's just what they want you to think. He says, I can't prove this, but he says he thinks that somebody might be getting blackmailed. Well, let's think about this because, you know, Rush Limbaugh knows something about that. He had a long history with Dennis Hastert. Oh, that's interesting. You know, you go back to when things were melting down in October 2006, you had a Republican who was Representative Mark Foley. He was involved in allegations that he was having gay sex with underage pages there in Congress. And he was a Republican, and they forced him to retire. And so a lot of people were saying, you covered up for him. Well, Rush Limbaugh went to the defense of Dennis Hastert. And then within a few years after Dennis Hastert himself retired, we found out that Dennis Hastert was doing the same thing. But when you go back to 2006, you had a caller say, when did we stop viewing people who have been targeted for blackmail as a perp rather than the victim? And Rush said, well, Denny is not completely innocent here. Ah, but he doesn't talk about this other stuff here. Says, well, he lied to the FBI, which brings us back to the beginning of the story. See, come after him. He lied to the FBI. That's what happened to Martha Stewart. That's what they came after General Flynn for, but they don't come after James Clapper for lying under oath, right? But he says, whoever's blackmailing Hastert for whatever it is the actual bad guy here. Yeah, that guy that he raped. The multiple people that he raped when he was a high school wrestling coach. They're the bad guys. But then when you take a look at the Dennis Hastert Foley scandal, Rush Limbaugh came to the aid of Republicans as he always does. The Washington Times said, Rush, admittedly conservative editorial page has asked for you to step down and resign, Dennis Hastert. And you've said you're not going to do that, correct? He says, no, we took care of Foley. We found out about it. We asked him to resign. He did resign. And we're building better protection for these page programs. This is a political issue in and of itself. The Republican Party is here to make a better economy, to protect the country against terrorism, and we've worked ever since 9/11 with this, right? So they're trying to suppress conservative turnout, but we're gonna make a strong economy. And this is how you go down the drain. When you throw away justice, when you throw away morality, that's where you wind up. Thanks for listening.
Look, I'm not trying to discourage other best-selling bone broth formulas that sell for $35, $40, $50, $60 bucks retail and are discounted for like $39.95. But they don't have as much pure concentrated bone broth as we do. They don't have as much chocolate mushroom. They don't have as much bee pollen. They don't have as much of these amazing ingredients. And yes, we've gone out and just made a stronger version of other bestsellers, and it's selling out. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Our exclusive formula harnesses the ancient power of bone broth and cutting-edge nutritional science to support healthy digestion, muscles, tendons, and so much more. Experience the health secret our ancestors held sacred for yourself. Get Ultimate Bone Broth for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com today while supplies last, which again is selling out. We won't have more until the middle of 2020. InfoWars Life.com.
Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News and Action 7 News. We're here in Hong Kong.
This is Savannah Hernandez for Infowars.com. I'm reporting to you from Hong Kong, where I'm joined by reporter Greg Reese for the next week.
This is Greg Reese for Infowars.com in Hong Kong.
Our recent trip to Hong Kong was a new achievement for Infowars.com. Despite being the most banned broadcast in the free world, we continue to win because of our great, strong, loyal audience. We have Dan Lyman covering Infowars Europe, Paul Joseph Watson in the UK, Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett in the American heartland, and from Austin, Texas, a team of reporters and crew ready to be dispatched wherever the story is going down. We are not done winning, and with your support, we will keep winning.
We have to keep winning. We have to win more.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten books and films and supplements and t-shirts and water filtration, air filtration, and things you need.